Hey, what's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike show, and it's the Wednesday show. Sans Maz.
Oh, man.
On vacation. We should probably point out when he isn't on vacation as opposed to when he is on vacation. Maz.
Yeah.
Can we get a little
beach?
Can we get a little Maz drop in there somewhere? I don't know why his drops make me laugh. They do. Especially when he's responding to a boner line item. Facebook, brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, located in the heart of downtown Royal Oak.
Asshole.
Between 3rd and 4th Street. Got the big screen. The biggest anywhere. Possibly. 35 feet. 35 feet. And let's see. Hopefully everybody enjoyed their all-you-can-eat taco Tuesdays. I got a couple
got
emails
it.
About that. Open mic Wednesdays. Half-off bottles of wine, pitchers of sangria.
I do love the smell.
Trivia Thursday.
A pot.
Where you can win cash and fabulous prizes. Plus the Sunday brunch, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. And March Madness.
Drinking make you sweat.
6:09 game, Spartans at 8:49. Check it out at Mesa, the largest screen possibly anywhere. 10% off your meal.
I wish I did drink.
Yeah, that's right. The anniversary of Maz not drinking
should
is
be coming up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mother's Day. Was it 85 or 86?
85.
I love anything that's old.
Why are there so many of these? I'm only to the peas.
I was disheveled.
Kendrick,
Sam.
Kendrick
says pound salt.
He timed vampires even from vacation.
It is an amazing, amazing skill.
How far do
Mother
we know?
Effort.
Do we know officially how far out of the way he went to see the Barbaro statue?
No.
I did some more computation on it. It's not that far out of the way.
Well, can we
once
have
I found
ballpark?
Out, I needed to find out his final destination. And once I found out,
son of like, a bitch.
Okay, it's maybe 10 minutes away from the highway.
So it's a good half hour plus the time spent there.
Oh, believe me, 1 minute would be too much in my opinion.
Oh, I would say even exiting and getting back on would be too much for me.
He's butt out.
he'll claim there was a bathroom break needed, so it worked out perfectly.
Oh,
you guys harass me on a daily basis.
There'll be an excuse.
Oh, I'll point out what a great time the kids had.
Don't ask me.
And then I'll talk about some guy he met there that we'll have to do something for.
Bullshit.
A t-shirt from the gift shop?
I don't know, yeah.
Banging his
I don't know what we're going to have to do. That guy will do something for us, and we'll have to do something for him.
He is
good. Tom hooked it up.
I have to give him credit. When he's good at something, he's good at it. He's the king of the shout-out. Mm-hmm. He's the king of the quid pro quo.
I was watching.
I don't give offices. A damn.
I love the TV show Billions, which is back on. I'm 3 episodes behind, but I started watching the first one. The first episode is all about like glad handing and making deals in New York City. I'm like, oh, this kind of explains Tom in a way. As I was watching, he just likes making deals.
That's why he knows about the
for other people.
The A-Rod concession stand. He's in the know. He's in the middle of it.
And yeah. Well,
it's stunning. Stunning. Stunning to me. That there's actually a few people who agree with him on that.
You want me to drink next Tuesday? I'll drink.
Well, it just sounds like it could be true without really thinking about it.
Who's the baseball guy? Zach?
Hample.
Hample. Didn't he kind of suggest, possible?
It makes sense.
Maybe.
How would he know?
No one gives a shit.
He doesn't know.
Collects foul balls. How dare he check in on that?
Next.
Should have said, I'm not qualified to answer that, not even for a second.
Hey, I just catch foul balls. That's all I know. That's what he should say.
Josh says these camera angles have him rock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me put it on.
King of the non sequiturs. Thank you, Jim. I knew I was leaving something out. He's the king of the quid pro quo.
For other people.
The king of the shout out. The king of the non sequiturs. He's, I want to make it something larger, like the king of all...
Time vampire?
Come to me.
The king of all time?
The human non sequitur.
Why'd this guy fall off the roof, though?
Well, there's a whole story. Let's see. And the guy's name is Pabst. He's got the brothers Waylon Pabst, but the guy...
Any relation to Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Yeah, they're the heirs.
Hmm.
Whoa. That's why they have no money.
Look at this picture of American Pharaoh.
He's cut like a... Cut like a bodybuilder, this guy.
The human non sequitur.
The king of soft. That's what someone said. A time vampire.
King BSer?
King of...
huh? Okay.
Bullshit.
My bookie. Mybookie.com. That's where you can go if you want to make some bets. If you want to match your deposit with a 50% bonus, you can do that. There are rules associated with that, as someone emailed and said, I tried to take my money out, and he has to make more bets. Yeah. So I don't think that's a secret, though. I hope it's not.
No. Why else would they do it? Everyone would just withdraw their money.
Right. They just take their money out. Well, you put in 10 grand, get 15, and pull it out. Why not?
Makes no sense.
March Madness, got big games this weekend. Why not double your paycheck on my bookie? Put in a grand, get 500 extra, play on house money for a while, hopefully for a long time.
Yeah.
Promo code Drew. Don't forget promo code Drew to activate the offer, and my bookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. They've been in business for years. They're growing like wildfire, and they pay out fast at mybookie.com.
There's nothing like in-game betting.
You know, it is really cool because, you know, you get in the flow of a game. And how many times have I gone, God, I wish I made a bet on this game?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you can just, if you follow the game or you're watching, it just makes it that much more exciting.
Mybookie.ag, promo code Drew. Do we have new side copy, by the way?
It should be in there for April.
Oh, no, I just, yeah, it is. It is.
Okay.
Wait! Did everybody see the police chase today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, terrible decisions by that guy.
Right.
Oh, my God. He made some great close calls, though, in a couple intersections where he had to decide, okay, am I going to wail through here? Do I have the space? And he did.
Yeah.
Started in Sterling Heights, and then I think it must have gone to Detroit, right?
It's a road rager, right?
That's where it looks like he had gotten out in Detroit because, I don't know.
Well,
just
you could tell by the landscape.
He did.
Then he ran.
Out of Detroit.
Yeah. And when you got a helicopter, it's just tough to run.
Although he was smart in that he ran where there were a bunch of trees. Because you couldn't really see him.
Yeah, he needed a parking garage.
Why was he on the run? I didn't understand what happened.
They shot at another car,
oh,
I think.
Geez.
I believe, okay. Isn't that?
I flew in on a helicopter.
Wasn't that a road rage?
I don't know.
And I believe that was a police car he was driving, wasn't it?
What? Well, are we talking about the same one?
I'm not sure we are. Was West 94 closed because of this? Turn on the news.
I'm talking about the one that started in Sterling Heights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see them get on the highway.
Check out the new news. Because honestly, I was a little confused too.
All right.
Because I watched the incredible chase. That car was flying through. It also was using turn signal.
Well, that's
where's our audio?
Proper. It's proper
up.
Of him.
It is?
Yeah. They're not talking or saying anything. That's not a cop car there.
No, it's not a cop car.
Ooh, okay. He just blew those red lights. Add that to the ticker.
Maybe this isn't the road rage. Look, he's signaling. Boy, could there
what
be...
What road is that?
Are there two chases today?
Very possible, Drew. What an exciting... Well, you know, the weather's getting better.
I watched this one. The one they discussed at noon.
Think about when they fixed the damn roads, how many police chases.
Oh, this guy's flying now. Yeah. He's flying down the middle.
He didn't use his signal there.
I mean, you feel like you're in a video game.
Oh, he crossed the double line. Yeah.
Passing in a turn lane.
In fact, they should make a video game out of this.
Well, they do. It's Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. It's a very popular video game.
But I mean, this chase is just really. God, he's coming up on traffic fast.
He found the way, though, Ray. This turn lane.
Yeah, drive
heads
in
up.
The turn lane.
Heads up.
Oh!
Wow. Oh, what a move.
Woo.
That was good. He turned the wheel just a little bit right.
Wow.
Just got around that car.
Imagine if he was in a transit van, how good he'd be doing.
This is where I started rooting for the guy. After that move at that intersection, I'm like, don't ever stop this guy. Just let him go.
The police are not following him now, so that's nice.
Okay, so that.
Danielle on Facebook Live goes, I've been there! Which I got to say, it could have been you.
Absolutely.
You never know if you're in that.
We've got another exciting intersection coming up, don't we? I mean, now I'm just rooting for him, but if this is what I think it is coming up, this is when I just became a fan.
Yeah, intersections
I'm a fanatic for this guy.
That's when the action.
Yep.
Heads up.
That one looks easy.
You puss.
Oh, he still ran around that.
He took that intersection too slow. I'm less of a fan after that intersection.
The cops aren't even following him anymore.
But he's still exciting. I mean, he's playing for the cameras.
Why can't he just mix it in with the rest of traffic?
He briefly hit the brake. Briefly.
Ooh, just went over the railroad tracks.
Yeah, but he...
Oh, Max was trying to turn right. Another intersection.
Got a signal on.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh.
That was pretty smooth.
All right. Take a right-hand turn.
Weren't
that was
there
a good,
two
a good call there?
Weren't there two close shaves on this?
I'm not sure if I can find it. The whole video is 42 minutes long,
and we're gonna watch every second of it.
42 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw. Okay, I saw a condensed version.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Oh, this looks interesting.
Judging by the scenery, I think he's getting closer to Detroit. Oh, another cop! Pick
cop,
him up!
Cop,
go, 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 cop! Go, cop! Go!
Go, cop! In your review.
Floor
hit
it.
Floor it. Yeah, get moving there, dude.
I'm talking about the officer.
Don't root for the cops. It's a chase. It's like a video game.
Oh, I know.
He's not going to hit anything. We already saw he has good judgment.
No, brake lights.
Uses turn signals. He sees braking responsibly. It's a responsible chase.
Weak.
That was like a little deke move.
That was weak. Anybody could have done that. He's not special.
I don't know if LeGarrette Blount could have pulled that move.
He would have just plowed right through?
Yeah.
Wow, this is a really long one.
Find another intersection, Brandon. What are you doing, Chopper? No one wants to see the horizon.
There's another exciting intersection.
Oh, right-hand turn.
Where he doesn't turn.
Do you think he has a plan as to where he's going?
Yeah, I think he's going to Detroit because he knows the area. Wasn't one of them found in a house in the neighborhood?
Well, this guy just gives up in the end. He just walks out to the street. He's like, oh, that was fun.
Okay, you want to go to the new news, and let's see if it's the same one?
I don't think it is. Here's their...
I think you're right.
You're breaking
right
off the top.
You're going to have backups. You're going to have to find an alternate route. Now, I spoke to police sources who tell me Sterling Heights police were involved in a foot chase connected to road rage this morning. One of the suspects doubled back and stole a police vehicle.
Oh.
That led to a chase that ended where I am now at I-9.
Okay, so right when we left the live police chase, you see two guys get out of the car.
Yeah.
So the other guy just decided that was too much fun. I'm going to do it again.
Yep.
Okay.
And
there's a cop car in a yard.
Oh. 12 mile. And it may have also led to other chases. We're piecing together what happened. One police vehicle ended up in someone's backyard. There's also police vehicles down on I-94. And we're working to get more information about what police vehicle was taken, what police vehicle
was just
chasing the vehicle. We're still working out the details. But as you can see, it's quite a mess. Now, the scout car passed through Clinton Township, and Sterling Heights police had the lead. Clinton Township police tell me they also had a police vehicle damaged. It hit a curb, blew out tires, but fortunately, no one was hurt there. A couple of people out at the scene were transported to St. John's Hospital with minor injuries. We're working to find out if they're innocent bystanders, if they were the suspect
minor.
Or police. We do not have any information on that at this time. We're still gathering information. This is obviously an active scene, and we'll continue to gather and bring you more information as it becomes available. But the big news right now for people, I-94 westbound in Roseville at 12 Mile is shut down. Reporting live in Roseville, Kim Russell, 7 Action News.
Two cars, same incident, says David.
Yeah.
Okay. Two more criminals were brutally apprehended by a masked vigilante police are calling Nerd Batman due to his glasses.
That reminds me, did you see Hank with Gretchen Whitmer?
I did not, no. How was it? Did you learn a lot? How are they fixing the damn roads?
total BS, in my opinion. Hank was talking about Schutte saying, well, he brought up the 20-cent gas tax, and you said
good.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, good
And
good
she said,
point.
I said I was going to fix the damn roads.
Okay. You did say that, but you also said the 20.
Now you're talking about a 45-cent gas tax. I mean, it was a really, I thought it was a sort of pathetic answer.
It's very pathetic. It's weak.
So in other words, just get yourself elected, and then we'll do it. I know what's best.
That's typically how it works.
You get elected and then figure it out.
That's why she won, right? Wasn't that the main reason she
Absolutely.
Won? That promise.
Yeah. And by saying the damn roads, I think she
was edgy.
Upped her game a little bit.
She's the shock politician.
But
damn it.
They got to come up with $2.5 billion a year. $2.5 billion
good
a
luck.
Year.
Yeah.
So Hank's like,
with no toll roads.
What if you can't get 45 cents? Well, if we get 30 cents, by the way, 30 cents is a lot, then they got up registrations to make up for it.
And so they've already done both.
And then the other thing was, well, what if this Republicans are going to pass this plan? What if this doesn't make? Well, if they have a better idea, then I want to hear it.
Okay, this was your idea.
This
honey.
Is yeah, no, this is your come on, man. This is your dealio, Gretch.
Yeah, good luck.
And I drive the main road.
So, a couple other local stories.
The police chase was exciting.
That was. That was wild. Oh, did you see the rapper who is getting sued by somebody at the Royal Oak Music Theater show in 2016?
No.
Yeah, the band is Race Murder.
Oh, love them. They're phenomenal. Of all the murder band names, Race Murder is the best.
I've got their entire catalog.
Oh, cool.
And the one of the two guys threw a water bottle into the crowd.
Yeah, well, if you go to a Race Murder show, those things happen.
Hey, it could have been worse. You didn't get murdered. Anyway, this guy got...
Because of your race?
He got like 6 stitches in his nose. He was white, by the way.
Oh, wait, who was? The
performer? Guy in the crowd.
Oh, well. White. Well, they're just living up to their name.
And his nose, it looked like his nose is a little fucked up. It broke his nose. He needed 6 stitches. So he was suing because he threw a bottle at him. Well, the guy says, I've never thrown anything off the stage. My partner's never thrown anything off the stage. Of course, they come up with a video of him throwing a pineapple off stage, throwing water bottles off the stage. I don't know how this guy thinks he's going to win this one. But.
Huh. Oh, I was wondering. So it's not Race Murder.
Is it? What is it?
R-A-E, Ray Schmurd.
Schmurder, okay.
Schmurder?
Ray Schmurder?
Yes, okay, I've heard of him, yeah.
The way they said it was Race Murder, and I really wasn't sure.
Kind of, yeah, okay.
Here's some of his...
Some of my favorite Race Murder songs.
I gotta tell you, he should just spell it Race Murder.
Dude, he's got a sweet golf cart, though. It's a Cadillac.
TV said Race Murder.
Well, he's Ray. Yeah. Schmurder is his last name.
Okay.
Ray Schmurder.
Yeah, these guys are big golfers.
I love golf. We connect.
Golf video?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting this. Know some young niggas
like to sweat. Well, the name of the song is Swang, which is the past tense of swing.
Is the N-word becoming a little cliche in rap music? Just a little bit.
It is, yeah.
It's kind of like baby. It's overtaken baby as the cliche word in popular songs. But 70% of the U.S. population can't sing along with the song if it has that word. It's kind of a problem.
For mumble rapping, he's got very few face tattoos.
Why is Kennedy Broadwell?
I know.
What? Kennedy? What do you mean you guys are old?
You're young.
Yeah.
So there. You don't know anything.
Your child.
Hey. Oh no! We just got booted off Facebook for playing Ray Schmurder.
Because
it's copyright. Yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, bummer.
Oops.
Oh.
Well, maybe he will win that lawsuit because he's got some good lawyers.
Wow.
Yeah. Very good.
Wow. That's why the show kicked down again because it ended my. I was viewing it, ended it, and then started it back up.
Oh, is Kennedy talking to the other people on Facebook, or is she talking to us?
No, she's talking to us. She's talking to us.
Really? And what did we get accused of being old for?
For pronouncing it race murder as opposed
to... Oh, she's a big Ray she's murder. A big Ray Schmurder fan?
Huge.
Kennedy is?
Huge Ray Schmurder
out of here,
fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Loves him. Seen him lots of times.
Good for her.
I'm still the gay Tupac.
I'm telling her dad. Speaking of dads, how about this Twitter? Meet my dad.
Lord. Enough. Enough. I don't want to meet your dad because you think he's hot. Nice thinking your dad's so hot, by the way.
I know. That is isn't it his way of saying I'm hot?
Oh, yeah. The kid thinks he's hot, too.
My dad is 45, pursuing a career in modeling, and I've never seen him happier. He told me he's just waiting for a chance to blow up.
So,
sounds like he makes himself blow up already, by the way. So Twitter, meet my dad.
Anybody want to fuck my dad? It's really what the tweet should say.
I want to see my dad nail some chicks. My dad is hot.
Do you want to watch the interview with him on GMA? It was very, very insightful, which he did from Detroit, by the way.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he's in town.
Yeah, he's at UT. You have Toledo, right?
That's where the son goes, yeah. He's in town, though.
The dad is?
Yeah, he's doing a...
Can we get his hot ass over here?
I don't know if we can handle it.
We got a little...
One of us will end up wanting to go down on him. He's so hot.
He's no Clayton Patterson.
We can make a little runway for him in here.
You're right, Brandon. That's what makes me mad about it. He's not the first dad to model. We all know. Any listener of this show knows it's Clayton Patterson.
By the way, who are these sacks who retweet this? Oh my God, that's so cute. Twitter, meet my dad. Oh, retweet. There's like 81,000 retweets, 400,000 likes.
It's pretty sick. I have a separated birth with him, by the way.
Should I tweet this? Should I tweet a picture of some 45-year-old guy and say, Twitter, meet my dad?
A lot of people have been. Lin-Manuel Miranda did that with his real dad, which is like, shut the fuck up. This is not a thing. So people are doing that.
Oh, God. Who's everyone getting viral?
Who's a real terrible dad? Like who's somebody who's murdered their kids? Oh, put a picture of Chris Watts out there.
Oh. Oh, man.
That's my dad.
That's so brutal.
What? Too soon?
I wish I'd never met him.
And he's hot. And he's hot. He is hot.
Hey, Twitter, meet my dad. Don't say who it is. Just put a picture of him. They go, oh, wait. He just looks like him.
How ridiculous.
He looks like a thick version of Steve Carell.
You know what? The dad's hotter than the son. If the son is trying to make himself
He's all yours,
hotter,
by the way, if you want him.
Fine. I'll take him. You can have the son since you think he's so hot.
he's so old, the dad.
No, seriously, isn't the dad
Good
hotter
for
than
you
the
and
son?
All right, let me put on my gay goggles.
Son looks kind of nerdy. My gaydar is telling me the father's hotter.
You're really dressing the part.
Yeah, I don't like his son.
Wow.
The son's in love with his hair.
This is overwhelming. It's amazing.
He's also in love with his dad's hair.
I'm thrilled at everything that's happened. It's all surprising to me. I would never
imagine
this in a million years.
Resemblance.
This is something that you dream of as a kid.
Really?
He's got a handkerchief with.
This is
dream
like one of those things where you dream of being in the NBA. Or
what
if
being in a viral tweet? He dreamed of being in a viral tweet as a kid because that's the only thing he got.
Then why did he invent Twitter?
By the way, he's already modeling. Nobody just takes pictures like that. Like, hey, look at me. I'm hot. Look at me. Check out these sunglasses.
I think these are pictures he's doing for a glasses company here in Detroit.
Oh, that's right. Clearly,
what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Isn't he blue stealing or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I'm just hanging out in an alley with my new shades on an overcast day with my hands in my pocket. What's wrong with that? That's totally normal.
I'm like a dressed-up boho guy in an alley in Detroit.
Or being an actor.
This picture says I'm hailing a cab in my new shades and vest so you can see my thick arms.
How cool is that, being dressed up in an alley?
Here I am being driven by Uber.
Oh, Father's Friend Day. Well, this is our first one, really. Right here.
America, take notice.
I'm wearing a blazer in an Uber.
And the next one, I'm staring off in the distance, thinking about how hot I am. I love uncomfortable laughter that makes no sense. Listen to everybody laugh in the crowd here.
This just happened. And I would have never asked for it.
What do you guys think about a father-son job?
Oh, father-son gig. Well, this is our first one, really. Right here.
Gay porn.
Yeah, exactly.
Take notice. This is a handsome duo.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Colin.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. I wish I was in that crowd so I could tell him to shut up.
You kind of got this all started with this tweet that you sent out. So why do you want
to
do that for
your dad?
Why
is this so wonderful?
Because
he loves his dad. Oh, I forgot about that.
I don't think he would go and pursue on his own. He's a very humble guy, and I respect him.
I love it when
he
pushes his voice.
I just wanted the best for him.
I love it when kids...
Did I do good, Daddy?
When kids push their parents to do something. Which is what he's saying. Here I am standing outside the fountain and... Wait, is that in...
I'm all blazered up.
Looks like I'm coming from a very hip meeting in downtown Detroit.
Got a handkerchief, just in case. Matches my white shirt.
I don't wear ties, though. That's for squares.
Can't argue with that.
So cute.
Father-son love.
Look at it. Here I am laughing at a joke someone just said, but I had to take off my shade so they know I'm genuine by the look of my eyes.
They can see the laughter in my eyes.
Handsome. Look at him.
Just
look
these pictures are great.
These pictures are
you
great. Shut up.
You're wearing sunglasses, and I noticed you have them in your pocket.
I'm showing off the wrinkles on my forehead. I'm proud of my wrinkles. I've earned them.
This is your chance.
Tall,
what is your
clear,
dream gig?
Handsome as ever.
Well, I thought that it was just, doing a photo shoot for Donahue Eyewear.
Oh, good plug. You got the plug in.
It just blew up. I had a great day on a photo
shoot.
He uses
the word term blew
Detroit,
up a lot.
A few weeks ago. And really,
the casting couch
was awesome.
A blast.
But this is getting bigger and bigger every day. And, the best is yet to come. And I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you
but,
do.
Sometimes you think that you're living a life. And then
I, honestly,
else
this guy wants to be a model
like
so bad.
And so
he would be
I
a nude gay model.
What the dream job is, but
somebody call him up and offer him the
gig. We should offer him some gay porn. We'll and,
yeah. Let me say thank you so much for taking the time.
And his son would be on set.
You wear it well, my friend, and come here.
Gay interfamily porn. Huge bucks. Huge bucks.
Hey, he wants his dream to be a Twitter meme. Oh my God.
Why am I being so mean about this?
Because
it's really
true.
Nice. It's really sweet.
But it's a little silly.
I know.
It's a lot silly.
Twitter, meet my dad.
This idea that it was his...
That's my dad!
The idea that it's really his dream is kind of insulting.
Well, the story also goes on and on about how people have always told me I should be a model and I just didn't have the self-confidence. But sometimes you just have to listen to people. I'm hot. What can I do?
I'm so hot, but I've been humble my soul life. I haven't capitalized on it. Well, now's my chance.
I did not realize my hotness. But now I'm aware of it. I'm more self-aware. I'm hotter.
Good for you and your father.
And everybody knows it. They're begging me to model. They want to see me.
And his kid. Ugh.
You know how many kids need a relationship with their father?
That's why it's a nice story.
Where's mom? Do we know?
Daddy.
She's online. I saw her online.
I mean, are they married?
Yeah. Mom and dad? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's a former pastor.
Did they say anything? I know. Did they say anything with the mom in there?
We don't worry about her right now. This is about me and a little bit about my son. But mainly it's about...
We don't want all the women that want to get laid by me know that I'm married, that I'm unavailable.
That cock blocker is back home cleaning the house.
That could hurt my modeling career.
The women need to know that I'm single or at least think the image that I'm single. And straight.
They need to think that my NSC is available. My normal size, you know what.
So all of his pictures are in Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Here he is.
Here I am, hailing. That's where I'm hailing the cab in my vest.
Yep. Right. There's no cabs, though.
When I picked out my... I'm waving now my Uber that I'm about to take another cool picture in after I change my clothes.
Fans are here.
When I pick out my outfit, by the way, there, I hope you noticed that I chose my vest and my shirt and my pants to all be the same color. Monochrome. That's my look.
There I am, blazered up again. That's a new term, by the way. Blazered up.
He probably says that when he gets
you
done.
You gonna blazer up for the cocktail party or what?
He gets done getting dressed. Blazer up! That means he's ready. Means I'm ready to leave and model.
Why is no man allowed to be hot on the show?
Because it's an ego. You can be hot, just don't think you're hot. Here I am having a laugh with my son. We're just in the clothing store having a laugh at
dressing down.
About
I'm in between blazers here.
This is my mid-blazer. We're having a great laugh at how tight my shirt is.
I'm between a tweed and a blazer here. Boy, his black t-shirt.
His kid likes to take pictures of his shoes. Oh, my God. Nice Instagram.
The mere suggestion
Goddamn shoes.
What's that picture on the football field? Where's he at there? Oh, Toledo. He's at the... I'm at the glass bowl. Speaking of glass,
I've got my field pass, of course. Which you don't see because my outfit is properly put together and we wouldn't want the field pass to ruin it.
My jeans are properly cuffed at the bottom.
Are they?
Yes.
They are?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah, he's hipper than I'll ever be.
My dad's new career has got me field passes, of course.
Good for him. I'm glad it means a lot for them.
He's just starting off, too. He's only got a couple pictures even posted. I think like 10.
He just started his Instagram page, too. Can we see his Instagram page, please?
Oh, the dad has it? What? Has one now?
The dad just opened one.
Oh, that was the one we were at. Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had a father.
Can you read some comments, Brandon?
Oh, yes, please. Please.
Let's see.
I just want to say, in spite of all this, I'm rooting for this guy.
Good luck. He's got a fabulous career. Your dreams.
This picture is me. I'm reading the Wall Street Journal, and someone interrupted me with something very important.
You're so inspirational.
He's looking up from his paper.
I'm thinking about taking my blazer off and hanging it up.
You're unassuming.
What do you guys think? Yes or no?
Unassumingly alluring.
Alluring?
I am a fan.
Who said he's unassumingly alluring?
What are you a fan of? Just the way.
A fan?
How he looks?
What do you mean a fan?
I'm not sure who this is.
Would you be a fan of him if you just saw him on the street? Waving his Uber down?
No, I'm stunned at the people. When Paris Jackson talks about her fans, by the way, mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean fans? Fans of what?
Of being Michael Jackson's adopted kid.
The kid Michael Jackson bought?
Yeah.
It's so nice to see an older man that takes care of himself.
Oh, God.
I would love to see you on a billboard in Times Square.
Like what a hunk.
Like what you see.
A very attractive man. You were born for this.
What? Who is Brandon, who said that? Is that a chick?
I'm not sure. Let's click on him.
Born for this.
It looks like a chick.
Huh. She's pretty. She's
not bad either.
You like what you see, huh?
What a hunk.
Hunk.
What? Did people still use that word?
Well, they knew he would understand it.
Instagram's all messed up. I can't get more comments to load.
I'm so happy for this guy and his son.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. You know, I'm happy for the glasses.
Good for you and your father.
That company is, you know, you're getting good publicity out of it.
I want to get a pair of those. I want to be that hot.
Some Donahue's.
Oh, those are I like those. I got a blazer.
I got a blazer up and get a pair of those.
They're only $40. They're not that bad for sunglasses.
Well, order them. Put them on Drew's favorite things.
Can I get them on prescription? Yeah, please do. By all means.
And of course, the pictures used on Amazon are Clint.
Yeah, you're not going to get a hotter picture than this.
Oh, wow. If you see any great comments, Brandon, hold that thought because I'm going to mention our original advertiser and studio sponsor, Zot Ford, and DealsNadie.com. I want to thank every single listener that has supported this podcast, buying or leasing cars, trucks, and SUVs. Thank you. This is not a sports podcast, and this is not a shout out. It's just a sincere thank you, a sign of our appreciation. And with the arrival of spring, also brings a full inventory of the newest Ford models and all their exciting options, colors, and technology. I noticed, by the way, Ford's F-Series is number one again after first quarter.
Of course, yeah.
And the Silverado, did you see, was beaten out by the Ram?
Yeah!
The Ram 1500 series. Nice. And that was kind of a surprise, I think. I guess they were flipped last year, but Ram trucks coming home. Included Zot Ford's fresh inventory is the 2019 Ford Mustang GTs, Raptors, and Rangers, all ready for immediate delivery. So swing by Zot Ford and Holly, peruse our inventory, take a ride in the massage chairs, get an autograph from Maz, play some foosball.
Fuck you up.
Buy the car from Gary, or at least the car from Gary.
I'm a racist.
Thank you from your friends at dealsinthed.com.
I'm just a chubby chaser.
I like this one.
I'm a racist.
Because I think he hates it.
Why did he say that?
I'm a racist.
Because he is. It was that day he was going off about black people. You don't remember that?
I don't remember the... No,
I don't. I'm just kidding. He's not a racist. He didn't do that. I think he was quoting somebody. I don't know who he was quoting.
Hall Financial, the top mortgage company in Michigan. Only two leads last week. Boy, Jess just knows how to crush us. You know, just when you're feeling good about the six tips, she comes back with the two. And
set a high bar.
Really puts the heat on. But they are the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of the show. David Hall and Hall Financial, the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. You've heard the great reviews. I'll just read another quick one. Strongly recommend approval for
when you
Hall
let
Financial.
Me in the house.
What? Strongly recommend approval for Hall Financial. Way to go with a personal touch and one-on-one interaction as well. It is a major life decision you're making when you purchase a home. Put the right people around you during your home buying process. Put Hall Financial in that group of people. And I got to tell you, I'm amazed at how many great compliments they get from our people. So contact them by going to our website, Drew and Mike Show, or Drew and Mike Podcast. Click the link to Hall Financial, fill out the online form, and they will contact you, and they will start a-crunching numbers. DrewandMike.HallFG.com. Or 248-308-5000. Three ways to contact Hall Financial to make it easy for you. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435.
I'm a racist.
He said we could call him today, by the way.
Well, what is he? Oh, did you prep today?
Did he prep today?
Yeah. I mean, why are we calling
him? He said
him?
We could call him.
Oh, cool. Find out about the,
I think the
Barbaro statue.
Yes. The prep is being on vacation. He's making mental notes of his day.
Is he doing any doodles?
Yeah, he's probably drawing some logos and helmets.
Mm-hmm. Who did he go with? Was it just the whole family, or did Grandma go too?
I don't think Grandma's on the trip. I could be wrong about that.
No. Someone also called him on the Facebook thing, the king of vacations.
Hi, you've reached the Manthaways. Lily, Abby, Daddy. And Mommy, please leave us a message.
A racist.
Have a great day.
Ass.
Gillette.
Annie.
Update on Oil Can Boy, since we're talking about Maz, of course, we should mention the one sports item, if you can call it that. Oil Can Boyd.
I loved Oil Can Boyd. God, he was
great. I did, too. I liked him a lot. Lenny Dykstra was accused in Ron Darling's book of yelling, well, I think he called it the most racist rant he's ever heard, at Oil Can Boyd, who was warming up for the Boston Red Sox. Lenny says not only did it not happen, but that he's going to sue Ron Darling and the publisher. Oil Can Boyd said, I didn't hear it. But he said, I believe Ron Darling. Now, I don't know why he believes. Why do people decide who to believe when they don't know anything?
Well, why would Ron Darling make this up?
Sell a book.
I guess. Yeah. Who's been more
trusting
throughout the years?
I would not say that I would find it impossible to believe.
I find it very odd that this would be the first thing we heard of it. It wasn't going to be in Perlman's book, which is a fantastic book about the 86 Mets. It wasn't caught on any microphone. Even then, they had so many microphones and cameras.
I would think so, too, and it's a World Series. He also, Ron Darling, wanted to say it was worse than anything Jackie Robinson heard his first couple times around the league.
Okay,
Ron.
Now you're in hyperbole, Ron.
How do you know that? So, yeah, Lenny is really upset about it, and he's asked the Nails Nation to show up at the Ron Darling book signing.
They respond, man.
I didn't realize, is there Nails Nation?
Is that a real thing? How many followers does he have?
He's got a lot. He does. I think he's got like 60,000.
Lenny, my boy!
Lenny should have said to him,
go home to your mom, darling.
Oh, he said he would drop him like a redheaded fucking stepchild.
Go home to your mom,
Ron,
darling.
He said that on someone's air. Lenny said that.
I think Ron Darling got made fun of because of his last name his whole life.
Ron Darling. Oh, speaking of models.
Darling, is the wind blowing today?
Is Ron Darling's son going to say, Twitter, meet my dad? I'm Ron Darling. I'm going into modeling. He thinks he's hot, doesn't he?
Ron Darling? Yeah.
And did he go to Ivy League? Did he go to Ivy League?
Did he?
I think he did.
I didn't know that.
You want to give Lenny another shot?
There's a lot of reasons to hate him. Yeah, let's call Try Lenny again.
He wasn't even the main pitcher on that team, was he?
No. He started game one of the series, though.
Good. Really? Why didn't good?
He lost 1-0, I think. He pitched really
pitch
well.
Game six with Houston. That's still the best postseason ever.
Ron Darling had some high ups, and I believe he had some big downs in postseason.
Huh.
I want to say he lost a deciding game to maybe it was the Dodgers in the NLCS.
Please leave your message for...
Bummer.
For part of Nails Nation.
Also, the University of North Carolina women's basketball coaching staff is on paid leave.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to figure out. Brandon and I were both reading stories about it at the same time. Like, okay, what is this? Because we immediately thought it was going to be some... I don't want to say.
Someone give them a Biden kiss? Did they Biden kiss their team?
I thought maybe the coach was kissing the players or something. Or doing more stuff.
You know,
there have been a couple of those.
Look at all the shit that the North Carolina men's basketball team has done with the
Were they ever punished for any of that?
No. Do you think Roy Williams would ever get suspended? No, because he makes money for the university. Their women's team, not so much. So
sports are played by men, starving dogs, and juiced up horses.
But the
by
whole
the way,
coaching
do you know what
staff,
they
you know
pay?
What? I bet you it was not bullying, but they probably worked them too hard. If it's the whole coaching staff,
it sounds like it is a culture thing, and it's about beating down the girls.
Yeah, probably called them the C word a bunch.
Right. It sounds like they're saying that the coaching staff is mean.
Well, wait. Did they know it before they accepted the scholarship?
They might get some traction on that. I mean, I was shocked at how big the Tom Izzo story was. Now, I certainly thought it was worth noting that, he was really upset during that game. And that always, when a coach, if you kick dirt on the umpire or anything, anything like that gets a lot of attention. But the number of people are like, oh, my God, how could he yell at a teenager like that?
Yeah.
If he's a teenager, he probably is.
Mm-hmm. He's a freshman.
But I just thought, you can't yell at an athlete because he's in college? Because I don't think of these guys as kids at all. They're playing in front of, 17,000 people a night.
If they were getting paid, I don't think the outrage would be as much. But he is choosing to play. He doesn't have to play. He knows what Izzo is.
Tom Izzo's a tough guy. He's always been the kind of guy. I think there's a lot of yelling in that program.
Mm-hmm.
But that's beside the point. Can you look up the salary for Sylvia Hatchett, Brandon? See if you can find out. They were talking about pay for Division I women's programs, that they're not quite on par with the men's programs.
Oh, yeah, as they shouldn't
they
be.
They don't have any revenue, though.
Yeah, obviously.
The men's programs get billions in TV deals.
Obviously.
I hate it when people
ask. Who is talking
ask,
about that?
Mark, there's so many people asking, demanding quality. Remember the WNBA players were saying?
Yeah, how'd that go?
Yeah, not so well. But I just, to even think that someone would think that.
They don't know what they're talking
about. We're professional basketball players, too.
They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know that it's revenue-based. It's
who doesn't stupid. Understand? Who doesn't understand that?
People that are affected by everything in life.
But with Title
IX.
It's
just not fair.
I'll bet you these women's college basketball coaches are paid a shit ton of money. I bet you they make crazy money.
Well, I'm going to guess without even looking. I'm going to say she's paid about $350.
$366.
Really?
I thought it would be more than that. I really
it's
did.
It's a total guess on my
I mean, Michigan softball coach makes...
Hutch? Yeah.
Hutch makes $500,000.
Yeah, well, come on. It's Hutch.
What kind of revenue do they do?
Tons.
Oh, but that's just
the
base...
World Series.
That's just the base salary. She also receives other university compensation in the amount of $150,000.
Less than Susie Merchant up at State.
So it looks like the total compensation... Beep, bop, 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 is 516. It's 516 grand.
Wow.
And then she has $91,000 in bonuses. So almost 600K.
And how much is Zion Williamson making this year playing for two? You saw the story, by the way, about about Kenny Goins. I don't know which one it is, so it's Goins to
it's
me.
It's Goins, isn't it?
I've heard it pronounced.
It was mispronounced by Jim Nance, by the way.
Oh, it was? So it is Goins.
Yeah, it was.
I always heard it as Goins, and then he pronounced it as Goins.
Goins, I think.
Goins?
I think so.
Whatever.
Something like that. I don't know.
You saw the story, though, about how, you know, he walked on at Michigan State. He had scholarships from, I think, a couple of MAC schools. And
Spidey on, buddy.
Just a couple smaller schools. But he wanted to play at State, which is cool, and he walked on there. His parents are still paying off the $17,000 that they had to borrow.
Oh, for his freshman year.
Yeah. He hits the shot that puts him in the Final Four and also gives Tom Izzo a $125,000 bonus.
Oh, nice.
Something's a little off there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Granted, anybody can make that shot, you would think. I mean, he's a good player. It's just something is off when the guy that makes the shot is indebted to the school.
It's a very wearying topic to even imagine the money these guys generate. And then when you see... Oh, the women's softball coach makes $500,000. Gee, would they pay her that if they had to pay the labor for the football team? No, they couldn't pay her that.
Nope.
So they can throw away a lot of money. I mean, they can have famous trainers making big money if they want to.
They do in football.
What does the who's the guy?
The famous what do you mean?
Football trainer that wrote the book.
Harbaugh's
trainer. The guy that retired and he came back.
Oh, boy, I don't
know. You know who I'm talking about.
Well, I know Barwis was a famous trainer.
No, the guy, no, I'm sorry. The guy that counts the jocks.
You're talking about John Falk.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, the equipment manager.
They paid John Falk.
Too much. It better be 15 an hour.
I bet.
And they better make him clock in old school. Old school. Like he's got the old school clock in that goes, kunk.
The punch.
Yeah,
I bet he's making six figures.
Well, it's a public university. Will you look it up, Brandon? It'll be on there. You can find that on the web. Any salary for someone that goes to a public university, you can find. Seriously, believe me, I've looked enough.
Oh, and here it is.
What's he make compared to Shea Patterson?
About $65,000 more.
What? He only makes 65 grand? I mean, not that that's bad. For counting jocks, that's pretty good.
But he's got full use of a golf cart.
Did he and Brandon used to ride around the golf cart?
Yeah. They wanted to make sure the water in the visitor's locker room is the appropriate temperature because they want to be good hosts.
Who bought
fake?
Who bought his book? Who bought it? Come on. Really? Did somebody buy his
book? My parents.
They did?
They might know him. It's crazy.
Okay.
Chapter 1. Douglas had to poop.
It's not going to happen. He's got to have some bonus if the jock count comes up right at the end of the year.
Actually,
jock counting bonus. He lobbied hard for a leeway. Well, can I be like five off? All right, five off. More than five, we're gonna have a serious conversation, Johnny.
But the average salary at Michigan there for the athletic department is $101,137. So he makes well low below that.
Yeah, but that's thrown off by Harbaugh.
He's equipment.
Eli's
equipment.
What are some other ones?
Harbaugh's not even listed in here.
Yeah, he is. It's just they have him at 550,000.
Oh, okay. You're right. Jim Harbaugh, yeah. Because right now it says that the two assistant football coaches make more than anybody. They make $1 million apiece.
Well, Pep's gone, but the new guy is. Oh, there's Hutch. Hutch makes $459,000.
Yeah.
Who else is on?
Baseball coach makes less than Hutch.
Jay Harbaugh makes $300,000.
Oh, he's earned it.
He also tweeted out, "Here's hello, Internet, here's my dad." And put a picture of Jim on there.
I think he's earned it as much as Matt's kids have earned a pool, which is saying something.
Men's track coach.
He actually disguised himself for the job interview. They did not know he was related to Jim Harbaugh.
The men's track coach makes $165,000. Women's soccer coach, $155,000.
She brings in a lot of revenue.
See, men's gymnastic coach, $134,900.
Women's gymnastics coach.
Women's water polo, $130,000.
It's a well-attended event. They make a lot of money. They fill the pool.
And to act like they can't pay players is just wait. Facility operations bus manager makes $108,000.
What? Bus manager?
Or no, it's probably business manager. Sorry. I was getting too excited.
No, I think he's underpaid.
I was just going to say that. If anybody's underpaid, it's that guy.
He's probably got an MBA and he makes 65 more than Falk.
Yeah. Wait.
I like the plumber.
Falk makes more important decisions, though.
Plumber should make that. He might be underpaid.
Yeah. What's the plumber make?
$81,000.
It's a good trade.
Well, he's probably in charge of it all.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to get killed after the show.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, this is what they present.
The Twitter, here's my dad. That guy's going to kill us.
He'll look good doing it. Videographer makes $33,000. That's kind of underpaid, isn't it? He's probably a student.
Does he just work? Grad student. I don't know. Who knows? March has finally arrived, that can only mean one thing. Only one thing. It's Ram Truck March. What else?
They're on a tear.
It's Zot.
The winning team.
Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Jeff, Thad, Stephanie. Need to sell lots of trucks. Seems like everyone's more worried about fixing the damn roads. It's actually, March is over, but hey, it was a big day for Ram trucks. They beat out Chevrolet, which is a switch from 2018, and surprising. That was actually the headline story this morning. Ford's numbers are coming out Thursday, and I think they're going to be, Ford does typically stay on top.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, during Zot's Ram Truck Month, lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 at just $189 a month. How about the 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $199 a month, or a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for $239 a month? Then there's the employee pricing for everyone and all new 18 Jeep Wranglers. $279 a month, and the Wranglers, of course, will chew up the damn roads.
I miss my Wrangler.
Our friends at Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram can't fix the roads, but they do have damn good deals.
I woke up in the backseat of my dad's 65 Plymouth Fury with a young lady. I'm a racist.
Do you want to see the wettest moment in TV history?
Is this going to be on the Ellen Show?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Close. Can you pot it up, Brandon? This is, be prepared. I don't know. I hope Strahan doesn't drown.
Very much so.
Yeah. Thank you, Lindsay.
You said you've seen him in concert.
Yeah. It's physical.
Enough small talk.
It's amazing what kind of shape he's in.
All right. Speaking of physical, the women's Final Four is set. It's going to be a humdinger overnight. Defending champs Notre Dame punching the last ticket to the dance. They came from behind at the half to beat Stanford. And that sets up a rematch of last year's semifinal.
Really? No one knows.
Against UConn, the Fighting Irish won in an OT. The other game last night, Baylor overpowering Iowa.
Watch this layup, Drew.
Now set to square off against Oregon, making its first appearance in the Final Four. It's going to be a good one. The national championship games will be Friday night Tampa, Florida on ESPN2. Right, I actually played against Baylor's coach, Kim Mulkey. She was at Louisiana Tech. I was at Southeast Louisiana. I still get the shake. She was so good.
What's she talking about?
When she orgasmed.
It's going to be a great Final Four.
Congrats.
Great Final Four.
You know, honestly.
I know. If I had a pussy, be wearing a shit, I'd be like squirting.
It is.
That is right before the story of the new Elizabeth Thomas, Tad Cummings story.
What qualifies as news now, it's like the Joe Biden story. It is a huge, huge story because someone says he kissed her on the head and smelled her hair 5 years ago. And
Charlotte ran away from my Biden kiss today.
She did. She knows.
Now I know how those women felt.
And now you know how Biden felt.
Well, I mean the women, like, through Charlotte. She knows how they
felt. Oh, okay. You're on both sides. And now, of course, the Eskimo kiss with the other woman who said she thought he was coming in to make out with her. Well,
you thought I was joking after the show yesterday when I gave you that story. The Eskimo kiss one?
I was like, what?
Where are the quotes?
First of all, he did not want, these were not sexual moments. And I don't want to say why I feel that way, but if you've really looked into this story, I think we can be pretty assured that if Joe Biden wanted to get laid,
they would not, believe me, they would not be his first choice.
I don't think so. I don't want to be that way, but I mean, if we're going to blow this up, and you know, the first girl, the Flores chick, the one that just can't stop clapping her trap, she says that he should not be qualified to run for president.
No. Do motives matter anymore? Do people really?
Not really.
Well,
Alyssa Milano says they do. Alyssa Milano has declared. Well,
she's cleared
him,
so we're done with it.
Joe is a good guy. Yeah, she's been judge and jury. Okay, she takes credit for the Me Too movement, and she has said that, no, Joe Biden's a good guy. I know him. So I don't think there's anything wrong with this.
So I guess that's the end of it then, because Alyssa Milano says it. But here's women.
Was that confusing to anyone that Alyssa Milano cleared Joe Biden?
Yeah, yeah. But she started with that. I'm proud to call Joe Biden a friend.
Yeah.
So I think he might be a little biased on that.
His intent never was to make anyone uncomfortable. His kind, empathetic leadership is what our country needs. So hit the gavel. He's not guilty.
God. He's so going to kiss her next time he sees her.
Yeah. Yeah.
The new complainant.
Shouldn't this Flores chick have written, maybe sent a letter to Joe Biden?
Flores
is
chick.
Really?
Yeah, but that's not why she's coming.
Flores chick.
Hey, Flores chick. That's not why she's doing it.
The power dynamic. He used his power to kiss the back of her head.
Did you see the tweet that someone put out? It's a picture from the same event where she had her hand on his shoulder.
No, I did not
see that. Oh my God, it's really funny because it's like, look, she's getting him back.
Yeah, I guess this just gets worse and worse too. I'm reading more and more about it, and somebody decides to latch on the fact that Joe Biden's son is now involved with his dead brother's widow.
Oh yeah,
and he was kicked out of the Navy Reserve for doing drugs.
Yeah,
well, what does that have to do with this?
It's in the genes.
Okay.
No, it's
he passed that gene on.
It's pretty stupid.
The nail your brother's wife gene.
Okay. And get kicked out of the army gene.
And the kiss the back of someone's head gene.
Well, I mean, it gets stronger when it mixes with Jill Biden's not their dad, or their mom is.
No.
Yeah.
Dr. Jill Biden?
Yeah.
Don't ever call her Dr. Jill Biden, because she cannot prescribe you anything that will get you buzzed.
Or heal you.
If you can't do that, then you are not a doctor.
I cannot find that picture. Here's the new complaint, though, from 2009.
10 years ago, the Eskimo Kiss complaint?
Yes. She's a freelance worker with nonprofits.
She's a volunteer.
Yep, at a fundraiser in 2009. It wasn't sexual, but he did grab me by the head. He put his hand around my neck and pulled me in to rub noses with me when he was pulling me in. I thought he was going to kiss me on the mouth.
Grab him by the pussy.
I never filed a complaint, to be honest, because he was the vice president. I was a nobody. There's absolutely a line of decency. There's a line of respect. Well, I agree with that. Look, he's weird. He's probably too handsy, but get over it.
I wonder if there are any more coming forward. Meghan McCain defended him.
Yeah. Well, no, nobody else can come forward, though, because Alyssa Milano said
I forgot. Is she commenting on David Blaine yet?
Alyssa Milano?
Yeah.
I don't know if she's proud to call David Blaine a friend, though, as she is with Joe Biden.
He's a cute boy. If I were out there, I sure would befriend Alyssa Milano.
Yes. Oh, you want her on your side.
David Blaine is accused of raping a woman in 2004. We've heard about that one before. Mm-hmm. He sounded like he was really drunk.
Why did it pop back up again?
I don't know. New York police are investigating it. And there's a woman who he attacked in Manhattan in 1998. Those stories sound...
Why does he just make them disappear?
Shazam!
Oh, by the way, there's also a man accused of touching himself in the Walled Lake Elementary bathroom.
Oh, I know. That story's so messed up.
Some tells me that he wasn't touching himself. Some tells me he was a little more vigorous than a touch or two.
Although there's somebody saying that it wasn't reported that he was touching himself like when the incident happened. It wasn't until the kid got home and told his dad that.
Oh, jerk off.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but why is this guy in the school? I know it was during dismissal, so they have open doors.
It was after school, so he was considering his kid going there.
That's what
he
told
the
kids, yeah.
But he really wanted to pound off in the bathroom.
Why would you what? Were you surprised at the ethnicity?
Yeah, maybe.
Did not seem like a black crime.
I wasn't expecting to see a black dude in the picture.
No. Where was it again? I forgot. Walled Lake?
Walled Lake.
Yeah.
And
I don't know, that when I saw this picture, I'm like, huh,
I'm a racist.
Yeah, that was, what's going on?
I hope this
there?
David Blaine thing goes to trial so we can hear him on the stand.
Oh, he's
because he talks like this.
He will put the jury to sleep.
That's his
he
best
might just
trick.
Dreamweaver his way out of that thing. Should we try the...
That'd be funny if he was on the stand and the prosecutor made him do a bunch of tricks. He has to perform.
Give away secrets.
He starts levitating in the seat. Pushes a nail through his nose or something dumb.
It's a cool idea. I don't know if... I think at least one of them is out of the statute of limitations. Maybe both. Because they were 2004 and 98. Hey, you want to call this IRS number? This guy said that they said they're going to freeze his Social Security number. I don't know what that means.
What? The number's the number.
I don't know. Just saying.
Wow.
Well, you
got to take a threat like that pretty serious.
So this guy is really concerned. He's sitting at home, keeping his Social Security card warm.
Well, you can't.
Knowing it could be frozen at any moment.
You can't do anything without a Social Security number.
Not if it's frozen.
This is quite tense.
Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
He had a sped up voice on that, wasn't it? Come on.
It's Madeline's favorite song.
Daddy.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Did they go to a message or something? Hello? Yellow?
I'd tell you everything if you'd pick up that telephone.
Does she like the doo-wop?
Yeah.
Doobie-doobie-wop.
She loves the hook.
We were talking about this off the air, Drew. So that's Madeline's favorite band. Annie's favorite band is Van Halen with David Lee Roth. I've been playing it like crazy. She loves
She prefers
it.
Roth to Hager?
Yeah!
Hager doesn't get played in our house.
Whoa!
Just David Lee, and she loves it. She loves that he's playing. Probably because I'm doing air guitar on her leg.
Are you a DLR? Are you a DLR snob?
I prefer him. I prefer that version of Van Halen. Way more. Hager's fine. It's good.
That's interesting because you grew up when Hagar was the lead singer.
Yeah, pretty much. Uh-huh. But
would have been in your wheelhouse.
My older brothers listened to it.
Okay.
So I saw him. That's pretty much. I actually probably grew up more on David Lee.
The killer made me do it!
My buddy sent me a text. He's like, listen to the podcast the other day. Heard what Drew said about Sammy Hagar. I don't know if I can trust him anymore.
I like both versions. I don't discriminate. I hate
You're not the only one. It's a fun conversation.
I know it is. I don't like when people pit band members against each other. Like, I like this part of the band, and when he sings, and I don't like when he. I don't like his songs. I only like his songs. It's like, no, bands, great bands are all the people, some of the parts, greater than... whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
We can all agree they're both better than Sharon.
Yeah.
Julie swears that she can't tell Hagar from Roth.
I know, that's always funny when people say that.
So we played that game today, and she got them all right, so.
She can tell.
You there?
You there?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, I'm calling about, I got a message that my Social Security number was going to be frozen, and I wanted to take care of the situation. I think I may owe some back money. Hello?
So when did you receive the phone call?
Received it earlier today, and they said that my Social Security number would be frozen, which would be absolutely devastating. And it suggested that I owed some money, and I want to know how I can pay that to take care of. I knew I owed some money, so I did want to. I was planning on paying it, but I heard that my number's going to be frozen. Hello? Yellow?
All right. So while so while receiving a call phone, you receive any kind of case ID number?
Would you take a money order or how can I write a personal check?
Gift cards?
Are we on a delay?
You there?
Color yellow.
Hello.
Hello. Money order?
Are you guys laughing your ass off?
Would you take cash?
Oh, come on. Call him back, Brandon. Yeah,
call it dick back.
Now we know that they'll play along for a while.
Yeah, the first time I think they picked up while we were jamming to telephone line, and so they just hung up.
So they hate ELO too? Fuck these people.
They don't mind calling you up and telling you you owe a shit ton of money you don't owe, but you call with ELO playing and they have a shit fit.
Frankly, if somebody calls me and they're just playing ELO, I'm listening to the whole song.
Your call is very important
Madeline
to us.
Prefers the
Please
live
stay
version.
On the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Well, she can download it. I love that she's a snob about it.
I hear you.
Huh? What?
Hello?
You there?
What's going on?
Yeah, hello? Fuck you. Fuck you.
Whoa, what? Oh, let's you. Brandon.
Sorry.
Brandon, you're playing with fire now, Brandon.
Yeah.
You know they hate ELO.
Oh, he's playing the drops. I thought it was a real person at first.
For some reason, it's hard.
Japanese is H for home, U for umbrella, G for game, E for elephant, P for pen, E for elephant, N for Nancy, I for island, S for Sam.
So are they not there now?
Still on.
Hello?
Oh, maybe they're listening to ELO.
Okay, you Japanese? Richard, correct?
You're more ELO friendly, apparently. You jamming?
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Cool.
Okay, that's not a drop. I should mention that the Tom Petty estate.
Oh, that's sad.
Issues. It's so stupid.
What a bummer.
So typical. It sounds to me. Does it sound to you like the daughter is wacko?
The daughter or the new wife? I mean, all it says is that they're just making it difficult.
Well, the daughter has been very erratic.
I don't know enough
before.
About it. Oh, really?
Hello? Hello?
Me again.
Yeah, I was calling about my Social Security number. Apparently, it's going to be frozen. Hello? I want to settle this thing up.
Oh, come on. Well, I give up.
All right, here's the Tom Petty story. Tom's daughter has filed a petition with probate court accusing Dana Petty, her stepmother, of ignoring two of Tom's wishes as laid out in his will. According to her, Tom's will gives her and her sister, Anna Kim, equal input on decisions regarding the estate. Now, Adria, the reason I remember her is because when Tom died, she went apeshit on the media for reporting that he was dead.
Yeah.
3 hours before he was dead.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she was really
told everybody, but, yeah.
Rather violently, a lot of cursing and nastiness. But, you know, that was a difficult time. Dana's standing in their
you
way.
You wouldn't say that to Tom Petty, would you?
The two sisters say. Adria claims Dana was required to transfer Tom's artistic property assets out of his trust and into a separate company that would be jointly administered by all three women. She says her stepmother refused to make that transfer, thereby allowing her to keep sole control of the assets, and she wants a judge to force...
Why does it work that way?
I agree. There's more, though. She wants a judge to force Dana to comply with Tom's will. Tom's widow says the two daughters are attacking members of the Heartbreakers and refusing to put out his unreleased tracks. Dana Petty claims New Court Doc she's the one who runs the estate, but for some reason Tom insisted his two daughters from previous marriage be included in the decision-making process. She says the daughters have conspired to push her out and adds they're making it impossible to manage the estate. As for the unreleased tracks, Dana claims both daughters, but mostly Adria, have gone off the rails, directing anger at everyone in Tom's orbit.
That's
not
smart.
To be confused with Stevie Nicks' orbit, including surviving
those
members.
Those orbits have crossed.
I know they have. Including surviving members of the Heartbreakers. Dana says an email directed at Benmont Tench and Mike Tambell, in which Adria rants, "What I don't have the temperament for is having my entire life raped, being disparaged, my dad being disgraced, and being surrounded by selfish, unreliable people and drug addicts. I'm sorry I'm not a man and cannot earn your respect through the work and deeds I do."
Okay. Sounds like you're the one that's... sounds like you just described yourself, honey.
Yeah, she sounds like a bit of a hothead.
What a mess.
They're blocking the release of the new solo tracks Petty recorded 25 years ago. Dana wanted to include them in the 25-year anniversary box set of Wildflowers.
Oh, man.
Dana says the release would produce upwards of $1 million in royalties, possibly more, but the daughters have blocked it. The suit claims...
Why?
Adria gave no reason for objection other than to say the timing was off.
What, for her?
I guess so.
So then, her defense was too soon.
She's also attacked Gainesville, Florida. The city renamed a park in Tom's honor and asked someone in the estate to create artwork for a sign. They submitted a well-known image of Tom from one of his album covers. The lawsuit claims Adria approved the artwork, only later fire off an email to their rep saying, "Your name is not Petty, and you don't have the backbone to protect the estate from a horrible image like this one. Shame on you."
Oh, wow. Yeah, as if that was their goal, was to use a horrible image.
Nice.
What a bitch.
Sounds like a power-hungry big head.
What about the other daughter?
She doesn't
Can't she talk some
anything.
Sense into her sister?
It's a mess.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it's really about dad.
I don't understand why these estates, you know, unfortunately, I guess someone has to run it. But Prince, we knew for years, said, "No, I don't want any of that stuff out. I've got a ton of stuff on tape. It's just not meant to get out there." As soon as he dies,
it's all
here's all the stuff.
I wish I had a father.
Fortunately, I guess.
That sucks.
There's not that much money to be made off this stuff, like there used to be.
Yeah, but there's some.
Sure. No, she said $1 million in royalties for the Wildflowers.
Look how much the Jackson family got.
Oh, I bet they've made a ton of money.
Best thing that ever happened to him was Michael dying.
Yep.
I should send Conrad Murray a thank you card.
I know. He was in debt when he died.
No.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Also, I guess we can include this in the world of rock and roll. Kendall Jenner has said that she did as much homework on the Fyre Festival as she could. It was a starting brand, and you have to kind of have faith in it and hope it'll work out the way they say it will.
My check cleared.
I know.
That's insulting to everyone.
And they did mention that Haley Baldwin and a couple of the other models had donated their fee to charity, but not Kendall Jenner.
Did she explain Pepsi or the Afro?
No, she didn't explain
that. The fourth one? There was a fourth one, too, that she
had. The cultural appropriation, Afro?
That was the Afro. I swear there was a fourth one. Hailey Bieber was in the news, too, because you see what Justin did? He broke one of the April Fool rules.
What?
Did an April Fool's and pretended that she was pregnant, and people were not happy about it.
Why is that a rule?
Because Twitter said it was.
It didn't hurt anyone, but...
It hurt all of his fans, who thought that they would get knocked up by him.
Okay.
I know, pretty stupid. Here's what one Twitter user wrote about it. "Of course Justin Bieber will think a pregnancy announcement would be funny on April Fool's, especially so when 1 in 7 women have a miscarriage. Not to mention those suffering from infertility." But she wasn't pregnant.
I tell you, they
could do the same prank. It'd be one thing if he got knocked her up and talked about how, "Hey, she had an abortion." Then maybe.
That's next year.
You see what I'm saying? It's a little different. "Unfollow Justin Bieber on Insta for posting fake pregnancy announcement. Not funny," wrote a former Belieber.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be unfollowed by so many people. There were a couple of big social media stories. Do we have Boner Line today, Brandon?
Yeah.
I was going to say, should we run in the middle of the show and take a little break? At least break for us, not break for you, because you'll have the Boner Line playing. How long is it?
It's like 5 minutes long.
Okay.
It was longer.
You know, oh, yeah, that's right, Brandon. It was very...
What?
I blew out an entire waveform that had 2 hours worth of Boner Line.
Is it retrievable?
Yeah, you got it back.
I did not get most of it back. No.
Oh, no.
One break coming up!
I screwed up. I was so angry.
Is there any contribution that someone should be asked to recall 209-66 Boner?
Somebody need a re-audition?
There were some good ones that I'm trying to think of which ones actually got deleted. A lot of hate. I put a lot of hate in that got deleted. A lot of people that were very angry with us for various things. And unfortunately, they got blown out, and I did not do that on purpose.
What were people angry about?
Drew, you suck. I'm trying to think. Hate.
That was a well-thought-out argument.
Yeah, there was a couple Drews, you suck.
What?
There was...
What did I do?
A couple Brandon sucks.
What did I do? What did I do? Oh, well, good. You guys can catch up to me.
There was a guy that was angry at your whatever topics you bring up every day. He hates whatever you're talking about. So I don't know why he's listening. There was a guy that was mad.
Did he mention any specifically?
Yeah, he's sick and tired of hearing about Smollett.
I kind of would agree with him. Actually,
he's tired of hearing about Michael Jackson. He says he can do the entire
Michael
show.
Jackson
himself.
He's kind of.
I might have salvaged.
Jackson's floating out. You know, a lot of times we do hear from people when. Because those things do have a cycle, and they do get tiring. But it was a very big story. But it will pass.
Well,
remember, it passed, really.
I'm sure he's probably mad about R. Kelly, too.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like you only talk about a couple things, and then you rattled off like 15 things. I had a buddy call in who tried to sneak one past me. He was just trying to make fun of me.
Busted.
But I found out it was him. That one got deleted. I know that. There was a bunch of shit. I got very angry. I wanted to punch something. Mark wanted me to punch Zooves. Zooves.
Because I want to punch something. Well, Zooves is right there.
Yeah, so it went from like...
I wouldn't care.
I had an original like 5.5 minutes, and then it went down to like 2 minutes. So I had to scramble to get three more.
You get very mad.
I'm an emotional
I had to talk you off the ledge, and then I put you back on there.
What was the first thing? What put him on the ledge? What was the most?
Yesterday.
The blowing out of it?
There was a lot of ledge issues yesterday, right, Brandon?
The Page interview was clearly a ledge issue.
It was. Well, he was already on the ledge. I think you shuffled your feet closer.
He stayed in all morning for the interview.
Yeah.
Just to make sure what happened, he stayed in all morning.
Well, he should have left so he had better surface.
I hope it's rescheduled. I want to find out why he stayed in all morning. That's, to me, far more important. I know plenty about Jimmy Page. I'm sure he can tell me anything I don't know.
But it was our phone's fault.
No. He can think that all he wants. It was not.
I heard the IRS guy, okay.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even... Have we ever had that happen where you call someone and it won't even ring?
No, I don't think that I've had that specific issue, no.
No.
All right. I want to mention Scott Kunith before we go to the Boner Line. Scott pledges to take care of your property, whether he's finding out what your home is worth or helping you find a new one, or both. Maybe you want to list your home with somebody, and you want somebody who talks in drops and is a rising star with Coldwell Banker Weir Manuel. That's a big company, by the way. It's not fly-by-nighters. Call Realtor Scott Kunith or text him at 248-797-7746. He will call you back in a timely manner. If you'd rather text, he's fine with that. Keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. His word is his guarantee. That is Realtor Scott Kunith, who's been sponsoring the best of. Do we need a Boner Line sponsor? That's a cool idea.
Yes, we do. Anybody out there want to sponsor the Boner Line? Cialis?
Elric needs a couple sponsors, Viagra. Too. I think Elric's sponsor worthy, too. His show is doing really well this week.
Yeah,
imagine somebody saying... Oh, Drew and Mike? Oh, I sponsor the Boner Line.
Yeah, why not? They get a lot of play.
We can call it something else. We can call it the 209 line or the Room 7609 line.
Well, what's wrong with the Michigan State Lottery Boner Line?
Scott Kunith, 248-797-7746, or email him at skunith@cbwm. That's SKUNNATH. And now... If he were sponsoring the Boner Line, that's what would happen right before Brandon runs the Boner Line.
Hit the lights. It's Boner time.
True, Mark, Trudy, Maz,
Fran Don. Awesome show.
Maz doesn't get another day. Maz has a face for radio. And with Facebook Live, brought to you by Mesa Grill, thank you very much, who would I rather look at, Maz or Trudy?
I'm a racist.
Trudy, of course.
Trudy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is for Fran Don. Whenever he discusses the homeless guy that lived with him who would R. Kelly his driveway out of the bedroom, somebody needs to be on it and play the drop about banging the roommate in the shower.
This guy loves the homeless so much he should marry him, right?
Hey, I've always wondered if Slash ever wore Mike Clark's Three Stooges shirt that he gave him.
Slash. I cannot hear the word yeah anymore without thinking of Trent Woolpe.
Yeah.
And I was listening to Sam Cooke's Bring It On Home to Me. And there's a good opportunity to dub in some Trent Woolpe yeahs in that song. Bring it on home to me.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So I just heard the best drop, a.k.a. Little Miss Slut Slut.
A.k.a. Little Miss Slut Slut.
I have an audio separated at birth. Jones Jett at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And the final countdown, kid.
Brandon, thank you so much for bringing back the David Lee Roth drops and the shitty saxophone. I love it and I missed it. Thank you.
That was a very negative view, Brandon. What are you talking about?
Yeah! Why you guys don't use any, don't hear any drops from that old lady that had the gun with the guy in her house calling him a motherfucker and stuff. I thought it'd be kind of cool to hear some of them drops.
Come on, motherfucker. I'm waiting on you. Come down the motherfucking steps. I'm going to plaster your damn ass to that wall.
This message is for everyone that makes fun of Brandon's tiny hand. When Brandon had his play date, even Mark couldn't figure out how to answer incoming calls and was dropping the call.
That's right.
Got an audio separated at birth for you. Brandon and Sully from the fucking Valenti show.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I done them both.
Drew, you are so gullible. How do you keep falling for those drops?
The show is really starting to suck. There are major issues going on here. I could do the show myself as Drew now. Drew just becomes so routine. Like, I know all the bits.
Good luck with the podcast.
Somebody tell Phil Collin or whatever the fuck that guy's name is from Def Leppard to get a fucking shirt. We get it. We understand. You have a fucking Total Fitness gym that you got from Chuck Norris. Put a fucking shirt on, you stupid old motherfucker.
Loose skin and old balls. Gross.
What the fuck has Def Leppard done since the 80s to warrant being celebrated for any fucking thing?
Def Leppard sucks!
Drew, I'm up with you on 99.9% of the music you like, especially the Beatles, Oasis. You're even getting me into some Drew Wave stuff. But I'm like Mark, even though he's in the cult, Bruce Springsteen. I don't get it. Sorry.
Being Bruce isn't easy.
I'd rather sleep with Bruce.
Jesus Christ, this Meg's fat. What the fuck are you feeding him?
A big one.
Excuse me!
Nice quality on that outgoing message.
Hey, put a dick in your mouth and shut up.
If Trudy decides to lead a podcast, I'd like to volunteer. So I have no experience to offer, but I'm a quick study, and I'd be happy to play third, fourth, fiddle, whatever. Trudy is my favorite. You're the best. Also, I really want to party with her and Dee. I think that would be super fun.
Pretty soon, I bet they'll all be swinging together.
Hey, assholes. Thanks a lot for getting me hooked on this mybookie.com. I did win $12.12 on the Tigers.
I'm rich, bitch!
You know, we already have a Daddy and Charlotte podcast.
Charlotte.
When are we even get that Daddy and Maddie fantasy sports podcast? I mean, it's gotta be soon, right? They're already doing drafts together.
Get away, there's a child!
Jesus!
I got it. There's a child!
Because of the show, every time I say great, I have to now say it great.
Great.
This is a message for the asshole that keeps calling about Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, hi.
Who gives a fuck? It's 2019. Don't give a shit about Blue Oyster Cult. Quit fucking calling about them. Nobody fucking cares about them. Shut the fuck up.
That's it.
See ya.
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 And what was missing from that was, I don't know, like 2 minutes of people that were mad at the, what's that drop? The Bezos drop. So there was a couple saying, oh, stop playing that drop. I hate it. I turn off the show every time you play it.
We can't stop.
They don't fast forward. That's not very practical.
There was another guy that called in that says, we play too much drops. It's ruining the entire show. And I'm not listening anymore because of how many times you play drops. Oh, yeah. So there's people calling to tell us they're not listening anymore.
Okay. I think the drop police will get calls from the drop lovers.
Yes.
But there's a fine line. Yeah. I tell you where I find drops can be troublesome is when there's another piece of audio playing and it's hard to, you can't stop what's playing. So it's hard to hear the drop.
Gotcha.
Or during a bit or something.
Yep.
Although it can also, you can have a home, if it's, sometimes less is more. Not always, but sometimes. Nobody plays drops like we do.
I'm a racist.
Any anymore.
Sometimes the drops can be the star.
Uh-huh.
But it there's a fine line. I don't think anybody needs to quit listening to the show.
Fuck that shit.
Fuck that shit.
Fault. Bezos is... Lauren Sanchez's brother recorded them banging.
We get some great audio of Bezos in the sack, and people.
No one else has.
Like, we're not going to play it more than once. Jeez. Yeah, I remember the guy that said.
Wait, why does that bother someone? Like, what?
I'm not sure.
I've seen comments before, and it's mainly from women, but I don't understand. What is it about? Is it just not funny? Is it gross?
Well, someone accused me of being.
I don't know.
What was the word he used? He said that I was not reading the room because no one else liked it but me.
Oh, my God. I'm in tears every time I hear it, even now.
Maybe just because it's...
It's long.
Guy getting off. I don't know. but it's...
Maybe it hits too close to home.
It's kind of a parody.
Of course it is.
I want to mention some of the social media activity in the last couple days. One, this story... just sucks, and I can see this happening more and more and more. This 16-year-old Mormon kid, who's a championship wrestler, he ends up somehow with some woman from, I think she's from Africa, who was texting him and obviously coming on to him or something. He ends up sending her a video, a sexually explicit video, at which point she says, well, if you don't send me money, I'm going to send it to your family.
Yeah.
And so he sends her, over time, every dollar he had saved since he was a young kid, which it sounded like it was a significant amount of money. Then he said, I don't have any money left. And she said, well, go kill yourself because I'm going to ruin your life. And he killed himself. And another kid.
They didn't know why, too, when he killed himself. No, they were. The family was like, what?
Yeah, it was a complete shock. And then another kid in France did the same thing. And I don't think it was the same. I don't know if it was the same person, but apparently this is a big new thing, is to screw with teenage guys and then get them over a barrel and demand things.
I remember Eyebrows texting the guy to get back in the car, kill himself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I just don't understand why people... I don't know.
I guess they just think because they're on a computer, they're not responsible for what they do because, you know, it's like the swatting guy. You know, I looked at that guy and I'm like, that guy swats people? And he thinks he's so cool because he can't be caught. And he gets caught, of course, because the guy's killed, gets 20 years in prison.
A little more on the Utah kid, because there's a huge story on it in the local paper there. And the angle is really how they had no idea. And so the dad started going through his cell phone records and noticed this unknown phone number. I texted him 1,000 times as frequently as every 30 seconds, like just hammering him and pounding him.
And at some point, obviously,
she's in the Ivory Coast.
God, these people.
But they don't even know if it was a woman or if it was a guy.
Yeah, it was probably a guy. It was probably a guy. I would guess. I don't know. And then there was also a story about people spending, it was specifically about baby boomers and millennials spending 5.4 hours a day in front of screens. And they said that the majority of it, and of course you're talking about boomers and millennials, the majority of it, they said, were Facebook and Instagram.
What?
I was like, Facebook and Instagram? 5.4 hours on Facebook and Instagram? Wow.
That's incredible.
I thought it was too.
What was the age? You said millennials?
Baby boomers and millennials. So
Once again, no one cares about Gen X, but they certainly don't care. I find it really funny. Every time there's a story, it's always boomers, millennials, Generation Z. We're the forgotten generation.
Yeah, that is weird. Wait, there's a generation in between.
Generation X.
So why?
No, it goes X millennial.
Maybe I didn't read the story right.
I'm being serious, though. It happens a lot where they just skip over whatever Generation X is. I don't know why. You know the new iPhone tells you every week how much time you spend on the screen.
Yeah, I know. That? I do get my notices. I'm not even going to reveal what mine says.
Yeah, but you're not. Nice face. But you're not. You're not on Instagram or Facebook.
Not really. Rarely.
My God, what would you? What you? Do for 5 hours.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm lost. Matt spends a lot of time on him.
I know some people. My brother is on Facebook all the fucking time.
Really?
And
what's
he's finding
doing?
Old friends. Then he finds old friends of mine, and he sends them messages, and they write back. And then the next thing you know, they're writing me a message. I'm like, I don't even know who this is anymore.
Oh, God.
You know, it's ridiculous.
He'll get bored with that, though.
He does, but then he gets unbored. And he goes back, like, really? Months later, he'll get back into it, and he'll start finding people. And
I'm fascinated. My dad's on Facebook a lot.
Is he really? Doing what?
I don't know. Last time he was at my house, he spent a lot of time on Facebook. I'm like, what are you doing? And I looked, and he's just scrolling, and it's, like, all memes. Mostly pro-Trump memes.
Oh, boy. Did you see the
That's my dad! By the way, Internet, here's my dad. He's always wanted to be a model.
Great guy.
Did you see the teacher, the 39-year-old that was busted having sex with a 17-year-old? They found semen in the classroom.
Oh, wait, okay. You haven't told me which one's which gender.
Oh, it's a female teacher.
I'm assuming the female. Okay, yeah.
And she's attractive.
Which seems to always be the case. It's very rarely a male teacher anymore.
It's kind of incredible.
Huh.
I'm not going to put her on the.
How much knowledge? Probably. A ton
she's not
going to
make
semen.
The big club. Maybe not even AAA, but she might be on the AA.
Really?
Teacher All Star team.
And he's 17.
Yeah.
And who found the semen?
I'm not clear on that.
17.
Wait. They sent a CSI team into the room to look for semen.
I don't know. I really,
wait a second. This story doesn't make any sense.
There's enough information for me to include it without knowing anything more about it.
I have a feeling another student stepped in it. And that blew up the whole thing. They left a shoe mark in this kid's semen.
Or it was on the blackboard or something. The guy was so pumped.
And then they washed it, but it still had that telltale pattern.
Gross.
Like if you were to get grease on it. Yikes. It's always going to be there. You can't get rid of it. There's another teacher story. This is in Long Island. A 25-year-old teacher, she's very pretty too, was fired Wednesday after a student somehow obtained an image. The image was an old topless selfie that she sent to a boyfriend.
Oh.
And they fired her over it.
Long Island teacher?
Yeah, the image
fired
was obtained.
Over nude selfie?
The image was obtained without her consent.
That's my Google search, by the way.
Her name is Lauren Miranda. I mean, that'll probably help you find it. Okay. There was nothing.
She hot? Yeah.
Yeah, she's very hot. So the image was obtained without her consent, and there was nothing inherently offensive about the image anyway. It's pure, she said, of the image showing her breast. I'm getting makeup in one hand, and I'm taking the picture in the other.
Oh, here it is. Here's the picture.
What?
Yeah.
You get the picture?
Well, there's
a black
bar. Some buzzkill put a black bar over it. Long ago, she sent the topless, unremarkable selfie to her companion, never to
anyone
else.
She is really pretty.
By unknown means, a student obtained it, and the school district took possession of it, excoriated her, and fired her because her tit was displayed. They're now suing the school district for firing.
Where was the picture? Where was it?
They don't know. They don't know how he got it. I mean, I'm sure they're asking him and trying to figure it out. I
wonder if he got a hold of her phone and.
But she sent it. Is it still going to be on her phone?
Maybe it's in her gallery.
How
does he get into her phone?
I don't know. He's probably hanging out with her ex-boyfriend.
I think the real story here is that she's hot.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Really pretty.
But she lost her job because of that.
How do we get the original selfie?
He got it. Call up that
you guys
student.
Get it?
Or the boyfriend.
That's bullshit.
Is the
boyfriend listed?
They don't even name him. But isn't that bullshit?
Should we call her?
She got fired for that?
No, I want to call her because I'm sympathetic. I want to tell her that I'm on her side.
I don't know, that's pretty pathetic. Do you have another picture of her? Oh, there it is. Oh, that's blurred too.
Or Lauren.
No, I don't. Oh, I got plenty of pictures of her.
We'll put a recent photo of her up on the site today. I thought she looked pretty good.
Let me see that blurred one. That was a better. That was gave more data, didn't it? Let me see. Can you blow it up?
It's just. It's not as. It's not. It's still blurred. It doesn't really show you anything. Her room is a mess, by the way.
Oh, it is. Wow.
And the mirror is broken.
I might fire her for the mess in her room. And the broken not mirror, for the titties. God, that is a mess.
Broken mirror.
That was on 4chan, look. And there's two threads that are, hey, does anybody have the unblurred picture?
Good job, 4chan. Don't you have a murder degree?
Boy, the way we spend our time these days.
We have 5 hours on social media.
Yeah. Oh, boy. She'll.
I feel bad.
I gotta believe she's going to win this one. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Doesn't it matter how he got it? Isn't that somehow significant? Why is he stalking this chick's phone?
If that's how he got it, I don't even know how he got it.
So if you're a teacher, you can't send a sexy picture to your boyfriend.
Here's the problem. Not a problem, but they're taking an angle on this that's going to be annoying to some, and that's that they're saying it's gender discrimination because if it was a guy, he wouldn't get fired.
For sending a dick pic?
I guess that's their claim, or a topless photo of a guy, which, yeah, of course she's not going to get fired. That's the thing. It is just a boob. She's not doing anything sexual in it.
But this picture was not intended for this kid. No, this kid pirated the picture
I've got
her
back, 100%. Just
no, it's,
don't
to
bring
me,
the gender thing into
this
it.
This is not even close.
Yeah,
the gender part is dumb. I agree. Yeah,
just leave it out because your case is still strong.
Yeah, it's completely strong. Because I think they might fire a guy for sending a dick pic. They might. If some chick came, hey, look at my teacher's penis.
Hey, internet, this is my teacher.
Let's go to Channel 4 at 5:01. They have the whole chase story, and they got some great witnesses.
Oh, really? Do they explain it?
They do. They do a pretty good job. And it was all one story. It was not two stories.
Yeah.
One of the guys that got out of the car, the road rage car, chased and, came back and stole the cop car.
Balls on that guy.
I know. Of course, they have GPS on it.
Duh.
But there's some fabulous witnesses in this story.
Are they really excited? Do they do sound effects?
I don't think there's any sound effects because there's no black people. But the white people in there are pretty, they're pretty good characters for witnesses. Once in a while, it does that.
Oh, boy.
You know,
it's nice cable. It's almost, what? I think they want you to pay more.
I do have a bill.
Wait, why
there
is
you
it
go.
Five,
yeah, just rewind
five,
it.
17.
I don't know what.
Knock it off, DVR.
Kind of silly. By the way, Gretchen Whitmer's talking to Heather Catallo.
Fucking thing
oh, really?
Sucks.
At Channel 7.
Hank
so what,
Sloppy
she,
Seconds.
I know, that's kind of what I thought.
All right, here we go.
I didn't think her story with Hank, I don't think she was terribly effective because Hank asked a couple questions
good
that
questions,
were pretty on the spot.
Yeah. Heather will probably ask some tough questions.
Yeah, she will.
The Democrats are coming tonight. The DNC.
I don't know what you're saying. I'm just focused on your jacket, Mara. It's bright pink and very fluffy.
Pretty in pink.
Lives literally thrown to the side of their home here. Screens, refrigerators, stoves, microwaves, things tossed out
Thanks
during the fire
us out,
battle.
Man.
But why is a 14-year-old boy credited for saving everybody inside?
What?
I don't know.
That tease is so weird.
Two cars on the run from police at the exact same time. And then one of the suspects jumps into a police car.
Thank you, Devin.
A chase stretches from the suburbs to the city and back.
It all started in Utica early this morning and then wound through the east side, causing chaos on the road in a variety of locations.
Look at
this
Karen's
video
glasses.
Of one of the chases, because there were several. This is from Sky 4.
There he goes.
The car sped through the
right in between.
County,
nice
and
move.
Then into
that was a great
Detroit.
Move.
Coco McAvoy live to walk us through everything that happened, and that's a lot today, Coco.
Yes, good afternoon. There's a lot to break down here. This was a police chase
Unpacked.
That went through multiple different cities. We are here in Roseville in the neighborhood. Now, police were searching through backyards here in this neighborhood, searching for suspects. And then at one point, there was a crash here on I-94. You can still see the tire
Whoa.
Tread marks here. Whoa. This is where a Macomb County Sheriff's vehicle landed
well, that
after that
wreck.
Police chase. And officers spent the majority of the day trying to figure out how this all unfolded.
A chaotic chase with bad guys and officers
on the
move.
That's a great move.
They
just repeated
it. Backyards, they were all over the place.
Neighbors watching up close.
Hey, go back to that guy.
Well, it's a rude awakening.
And from a distance.
Like, oh, wow. So I wonder what's going on this time.
This time, police in Sterling Heights got a shots fired call.
There was gunfire on westbound 59 involving a black Ford Fusion and a black Dodge Durango.
We are pursuing, not knowing why this happened.
Or what would happen next. One guy jumped out of the Ford Fusion officers were chasing. And when officers ran after him, he stole their patrol car and radioed dispatchers for help.
Check it out.
Sir, are you in car 121? Are you the suspect?
Yes. It was a car chasing and shooting.
Police tracking his every move through the patrol
like
car's
the guy in the
GPS.
Plane.
He was arrested after this mess of a crash on 94 near 12 Mile Road.
He should thank his lucky stars that he survived.
But it's not over yet. Officers were still chasing the Ford Fusion in Detroit until two guys bail out of the car.
Well, there's a helicopter. What do they think? They're going to outrun a helicopter?
Not in bright red pants. He couldn't hide and was arrested.
So I know they got one of them, but one of them is still on the loose.
The man in all black, running in the opposite direction, did escape. Police are looking for him after a bizarre chase from start to finish. And you heard a snippet of that conversation between the suspect and the dispatcher. We'll be playing more of that coming up at 6 o'clock.
We want the full interview with the guy, the other guy, the witness.
Reporting live this afternoon, I'm Coco McAvoy, Local 4.
Hey, Coco, you mentioned these two cars were chasing each other. So what
happened
to the second car?
Goes, do you have any more footage of that guy you interviewed?
Well, that's a good question. So as you mentioned here, there were two cars originally involved. One was chasing the other. But police say once they got involved, one of the cars decided to pull over and talk to police. So at that time, that car was taken out of this crazy equation.
Wise decision.
We'll see.
What a wild morning. All right,
cool. This crazy equation.
By the way, that crazy witness did a good job rebuilding his deck.
Yeah, it was looks like a freshly built deck.
Yeah, he did a good job.
That was pretty cool. Well, that's pretty cool. So, yeah, that was, I really, after I saw the noon story, I was like.
It was very confusing. Choco, well done.
Yeah. And it was nice that she used the witnesses as part of the narration.
So they were great.
Very clever.
Those are good witnesses.
Now, what is the thing? About, I almost want to see the thing about the people throwing shit out the window while there's a fire and a 14-year-old saved everybody.
Yeah,
so they were trying to save all their stuff and then they had to be saved? By the way, the shit they threw out the window wasn't worth shit.
No, it was all burnt.
I think I got more man on the street.
What? Okay, cool. That of that guy?
I don't know if it's that dude.
Oh, it better be that guy.
This wild chase leaving people who live here on Nashville confused.
I was looking at it on the news, the chase, and then I seen all the lights flashing outside, but I really didn't know what was going on, but it was exciting to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And to see it on the
I've
news
been there.
And then see that it ends right here on your street, I mean, just share what you're thinking.
It could have been me.
I see my house. I said, that my house is.
Yeah. It was
been
alarming.
There.
It was very alarming.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they caught
As I was walking down the street, I'm like, what is going on? And then they had this dog out here, and he was going crazy, dude. I'm like, what is wrong with that dog? So I walked in the street, and next thing I know, the dog was going crazy, and then they start all shaking hands. I thought it was some drugs or something in the car, because the way the dog was acting, for real, to tell you the truth.
What, you've seen that before?
I don't really know.
What? How do you know? I appreciate the fact that he left his earbud in one ear while doing the interview. Whatever tunes he was listening to. Maybe he's listening to us. Maybe he's listening to a podcast.
Might have been on the podcast.
He looked like he could be
a listener. There's that close shave. Oh, my God. That's what made me a fan of the guy being chased. Look at that. Oh, my. Man, there was.
Whoa. I want to know if the guy. So the two guys that bailed, was it the driver that got the cop car? Or was it the passenger who was like, it's my turn now?
I think it was a passenger.
Wow.
Because
he's not nearly as good of a driver as the main driver.
No.
So at least they chose the correct driver to begin with.
Definitely.
Well,
there was two gunshots in one of the cars.
Oh, boy.
You know, and this, right after this three-year-old is killed in a road rage, the guy shot the car and then turned him in, of course, with someone filming on his phone to make sure he wasn't roughed up after he shot a fucking three-year-old. Oh, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
I got almost as mad when I saw Smollett with his four bodyguards. God. How much money does Smollett have, by the way?
Be mad again because R. Kelly's guys are ripping into Michael Avenatti now and basically want the whole R. Kelly thing thrown out.
Okay.
Because Avenatti was acting like the prosecutor in the
good
case.
Luck with that.
All right, here's your story if we can figure it out.
Yeah, let's see Kim Fox drop that one and see how it goes.
It's all thanks to a 14-year-old boy.
Good evening. Lives literally tossed outside of the home here on Detroit's west side. Looking at the front of the house, it's really not that bad. But then you come around the side and you get a much clearer picture
of how
devastating this fire was, and especially inside, why nobody would have survived it. That's why this 14-year-old boy is credited for saving his mother and his two siblings.
Asleep, and when I woke up, the whole house on fire.
LaDora Hill has the kind of sinking gut feeling story nobody wants to tell.
So I sleep entirely too hard most of the time, so he got me out.
But yet, she's happy to tell it because of her 14-year-old hero.
That was my first instinct to just get them.
In the middle of the night, a fire quickly started consuming their home on Alpine. Unfortunately, they've been having furnace trouble. And LaDora,
what's up with the big cheese about the shit out the window?
How often does that story happen? In the daylight, you can see that
William is the reason he, his mom, his 4-year-old sister, and his 2-year-old brother are alive.
I was in the back watching TV, and I started smelling stuff. So I got up, and I went... And I see, and I looked in the kitchen, and the house was on fire.
He just screamed, wake up, the kitchen on fire. And me being me, I was trying to go in there and put it out or whatever.
She was trying to go put it out, and I told her to come on, and we left out the house.
He grabbed me like, no, come on, get out of here. Come on. And we just ran out.
Hours later, you can see how devastating the fire was.
What about the shit thrown out the window?
Every corner of this home is damaged or destroyed. But it also proves this could have been so much worse.
He's my little hero. He saved us. He saved us. If it wasn't for him, we'd be in the house right now. We would have been dead.
On Detroit's west side.
So why was all this stuff outside?
Who was it? What the fuck?
How
of a tease is that? And not only that, no, don't give me the it could have been worse. They were living in a house happily, guys watching TV, and then the house is on fire, and now the house is burned up.
Seriously,
that can't get a lot worse than that.
What time did this happen?
I think it was at night. He had to wake up.
The 14-year-old was watching TV? I mean, was it like 1 a.m. or was it?
I don't know, it was dark.
9 p.m. Okay.
I mean,
the rest of the family's asleep.
I was 14. I'd want to be watching TV.
Well, yeah. I'm glad he was. He saved him.
Absolutely.
Wonder what he's watching.
Hey, did you see the story about the Scientology Anti-Psychiatry Museum?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think somebody sent me that today, and then I bumped into it. This is...
I did.
It was in your prep. First of all, you know, it opened like, I don't know, 12 years ago, and they're describing the opening. Jenna Elfman was there. Ann Archer was there. Danny Masterson, the proud rapist / Scientologist.
God, that just disappeared.
And Lisa Marie Presley. Well, they go after everyone. They'll go after the police, the prosecutors, individually. They'll go after them. So anyway, it's...
Was Beck there?
Who?
Beck. The musician Beck?
He's a Scientologist, yeah. I can't believe... I can't believe these people want to be identified as Scientologists. It seems, I immediately think they're insane.
They're in a bubble.
I really do.
They're in a bubble, though. You're an SP.
So Beck never goes on the internet?
Probably not. They just.
You don't know the history of psychiatry. I do.
They just talk to each other and everyone else is an SP.
So they blame the Holocaust on the psychiatric movement. They said a psychiatric movement caused the death of millions in the Holocaust. Then they said 9/11 was a plot hatched I don't know. That didn't explain it. Was a plot hatched by Osama bin Laden's top aide, an Egyptian psychiatrist, to spur antidepressant sales in the U.S.
Okay.
I've never agreed with psychiatry.
I think you're giving the terrorists too much credit there.
How embarrassing that Tom Cruise would go on national television and say he thinks psychiatry... Play a little more of that. That's so funny to listen back to.
Oh, I got to find it.
He's mad because Brooke Shields was taking postpartum drugs to get past her postpartum, and he's saying she should have taken vitamins and exercised.
You're going to see a fiery Tom Cruise.
It's insulting.
before I was a Scientologist, I never agreed with psychiatry. And then when I started studying the history of psychiatry, I started realizing more and more why I didn't agree with psychiatry.
Great,
and
you're
as far
an
as
actor.
The Brooke Shields thing is, look.
Stay in your lane, bro.
You gotta understand, I really care about Brooke Shields. I think she was a wonderful and talented woman. And I want to see her do well. And I know.
She's doing pretty well.
That psychiatry is a pseudoscience.
But Tom, if she said that this particular thing helped her feel better, whether it was the antidepressant or going to a counselor or a psychiatrist, isn't that enough?
Matt, you have to understand this.
You're glib.
Here we are today, where I talk out against drugs and psychiatric abuses of electric shocking people, okay, against their will.
She didn't get electric
of
shocks.
Drugging children with them not knowing.
I love it when people know
drugs.
Best
Do you know
for
what
other
Adderall
people.
Is? Do you yeah. know Ritalin? Do you know now that Ritalin is a street drug? Do you understand that?
The difference is...
Yeah, no, but not for the reason you think it is.
Matt, I'm asking you a question.
I understand there's abuse of all of these things.
No, you see, here's the problem. You don't know the history of psychiatry. I do. Aren't there examples, and might not be an example of someone who benefited from one of those drugs? All it does is mask the problem, Matt. And if you understand the history of it, it masks the problem.
He's such a story.
That's what it does.
He's read Dianetics.
That's all it does. You're not getting to the reason why. There is no such thing as a chemical imbalance.
So postpartum depression to you is
Matt,
kind of a little psychological gobbledygook?
No, I did not say
I'm
that.
I'm just asking, what would you call it?
Matt, that is, that post. Now you're talking about two different things.
But that's what she went on the antidepressant for.
But what happens to the antidepressant, all it does is mask the problem. There's ways of vitamins and through exercise and various things. I'm not saying that isn't real. That's not what I'm saying. That's an alteration of what I'm saying. I'm saying that drugs aren't the answer. That these drugs are very dangerous. They're mind-altering
drugs. For you, they're not fine.
And there are ways of doing it without that so that we don't end up in a brave new world. The thing that I'm saying about Brooke is that there's misinformation, okay? And she doesn't understand the history of psychiatry. She doesn't understand in the same way that you don't understand it, man.
Do you examine the possibility that these things do work for some people? That yes, there are abuses. And yes, maybe they've gone too far in certain areas. Maybe there are too many kids on Ritalin. Maybe electric shock
is... kids on Ritalin, Matt.
I'm just saying, but aren't there examples where it works?
Matt, you're glib. You don't even know what Ritalin is. If you start talking about chemical imbalance, you have to evaluate and read the research papers on how they came up with these theories, Matt. Okay? That's what I've done. And you go and you say, where's the medical test? Where's the blood test that says how much Ritalin you're supposed to get?
It's very impressive to listen to you because
and you should.
And
you should do that also. Because just knowing people who are on Ritalin isn't enough. You should be a little bit more responsible in knowing.
I'm not prescribing Ritalin, Tom, and I'm not asking anyone else to do it.
Well,
I know some people who seem to have been helpful.
This is a very important issue.
I couldn't agree more.
You know what? And you're here on the Today Show.
And I'm brainwashed.
And to talk about it in a way of saying, well, isn't it okay and being reasonable about it when you don't know? And I do. I think that you should be a little bit more responsible in knowing what it is. Because you communicate to people.
But you're all in the end all.
Matt, but here's the point. What is an ideal scene in life?
Huh?
Okay. Ideal scene is someone not having to take antipsychotic drugs.
I would agree.
Okay, so now you look at it and you go, okay, a departure from that ideal scene is someone taking drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you go, okay, what is the theory and the science behind that that justifies that? Look, if I want to know something, I go and find out. Because I don't talk about things that I don't understand. I'll say, you know what? I'm not so sure about that. I'll go find more information about it so I can come to an opinion based on...
So I can look like an asshole on the Today
Show. ...information that I have.
You're so passionate about it.
Matt!
I'm passionate about learning. I'm passionate about life, Matt.
Passionate about LRH.
You're passionate about Scientology.
I have
That's
read
their stock line.
All of LRH's writings. All of them. Every bit of fiction he's written.
What a waste of time.
And the entire... Dianetics and everything that he wrote to create the religion Scientology to make money, which is why he did it.
Mm-hmm. Drew, you're being glib.
You're glib, Drew.
Yeah. I love the fact that he thinks he knows more than anyone, that he knows the history and no one else does.
Doctors and scientists and agencies that have studied it.
Oh, what a jackass.
For years upon years. You know who the biggest loser in that video is? Is War of the Worlds, who he's supposed to promote.
Right. Meanwhile, the entire time he's ranting, there's Matt a Lauer. War of the Worlds poster behind him.
And Matt Lauer for kissing his ass.
I know. Matt Lauer, there's
so passionate about this. You're so passionate about being an idiot.
In 2019, who's more hated? Matt Lauer?
Question.
Or Tom Cruise?
Probably. I don't know.
Oh, I think Lauer is.
Probably.
Because Tom Cruise just hasn't done anything. He's in the Scientology bubble.
Well, his sister was his publicist around that time. Yeah. He fired his longtime publicist. His sister, who's a Scientologist, was his publicist.
So can we
and
go?
After a couple misfires, he got a new publicist.
Can we go to this museum? The anti-psychiatry?
Yeah, you can.
Where's it at?
It's in California, I believe.
Well, by the way, it's not just 9/11 and the Holocaust. It's school shootings. It's
oh, yeah.
The KKK. Mm-hmm. It's apartheid, rape, segregation, slavery. Right.
Psychiatry plummeting causes all of it. Well, Scientology was designed to replace psychiatry. LRH hated psychiatry.
Yeah.
So that's why Tom Cruise hates psychiatry, because LRH did. LRH is God. LRH's home is waiting for him to return to Earth.
Yeah, so instead of taking chemicals.
With the big, they got the big sign in the
Kohl's?
Lawn. Carved
is it Kohl's?
Lawn. Yeah, cool cigarette.
That's right.
Great call.
So instead of taking chemicals that can maybe
vitamins and exercise
set your brain correctly, you're supposed to hold on to a fake meter that tells you how many thetans are inside you and get rid
of them?
You
get cleared. You get audited.
Okay.
Exactly.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah. Nipsey Hussle. Boy, this thing really is a bummer.
Yeah.
First of all,
he's murdered.
There's a video of him being murdered, and you see the guy that is wanted. His name's Eric Holder. And he takes off, and he runs this alley.
The former attorney general?
No, not that Eric Holder. Different one. And he's got a female driving for him.
Yeah.
And she, TMZ got the license plate, and I guess somehow they called this number, knowing it was her car, and she answered the phone, and they said, hey, you were driving the car that was sitting in the alley that drove the murderer away from the Nipsey Hussle scene. And she said, I didn't know he was going to kill him. I just dropped him off. And then he came in the car, and I got to go to the police department and clear this up.
What?
Yeah.
So TMZ contacted her before
yes,
the police.
That's well, they said they talked to her right before the show.
Wow.
I know. It was pretty hilarious. And they had gotten a... I guess it was a license plate. Yeah. What a bass line. They found out the car had been repaired a year earlier, and so somehow, I don't know, through that, they got the phone number of the girl that owned the car,
wow.
And so they have this conversation. But this guy is out there somewhere, who knows where, he shot three people.
Yeah.
He shot Nipsey Hussle three different times. He left and came back twice, shot him, and kicked him.
Yeah.
And then they have a vigil for Nipsey Hussle.
Wow, with a radio station there, by the way.
Oh, was there a radio station?
There's a sign with a radio station.
What station was it?
102.3 or 0.5.
Okay. But apparently, most of the people at the vigil were packing guns.
Yeah.
So somebody thought they heard a fight broke out, and the next thing you know, there's a stampede. Two people are in critical condition. There were three other people in critical condition. They are doing better now, I guess. 19 people went to the hospital. I don't know. For some reason, a vigil for a rap star sounds maybe not like a great idea.
And former gang member?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work out so
well.
This
was a gang hit, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they're suspecting? Because now a hit has been put out on Eric Holder. So who's going to find him first? The Crips or the LAPD?
Probably the...
I think he was a blood. Might have that backwards.
Well, you know, once again, it's interesting to find that...
Or is TMZ going to find him first?
TMZ, probably.
He's going to be on TMZ Live tomorrow.
I love this
standing
whole thing where you know exactly who's in the mob and what they do in the mob, and yet they just keep doing it. And the same thing with, we know he's leader of the Crips, he's leader of the Bloods, and this guy does this, and what they just keep going and doing it, and nobody
seems to stop them. You got to catch them.
Well, if you know who they are, it seems like it would be a little easier to do that.
Just trail them?
It's just so weird. Tracy Morgan is now ragging on Jesse Smollett, too. He's doing Jesse Smollett jokes.
Did you watch his whole appearance?
I didn't.
It was really funny.
Was it good?
Yeah, I like him, though.
I heard you got a new gig, though. Is
this true? Yeah, they gave me a role on Empire.
They did?
Yeah.
Now, what is your... What are you gonna do on
Well,
that?
Contractually, they give me $1 million. Contractually, all I gotta do is not fake a hate crime. That's right. Jesse.
That's all you have to do.
That's all I have to do.
Yeah, perfect.
Are the late night hosts doing Smollett jokes?
You know what? I haven't been watching.
I popped on Kimmel a couple times, and I haven't heard one. And I was like, why would that... He's got to be doing them.
You would think so.
Hell yeah. Well, Chris Rock and Tracy Morgan are.
The beginning of that, Tracy was talking about his New Year's resolution, which it's April. I don't know why he's talking about that, but it's to not get hit by a truck. It's the same one he's had for the last 5 years. That's right, Walmart. He called out Walmart. I don't know. I think he's really funny.
He can be, no doubt.
He's a terrible interview.
That too. I've heard him be, yeah.
Like for us, when we've had.
I've heard him on other stuff where I just think that he doesn't really answer questions. He just kind of goes.
Yeah.
And anything anybody else says is kind of an interruption.
Right. He's not paying attention.
No, he doesn't pay attention. I never thought he did either. That was kind of strange.
I thought it was a funny appearance, though.
Yeah, I didn't see any of it. I just heard that he was cracking on Smollett. And I was wondering about the hosts, if they were, only because I'd seen a couple of monologues and I didn't see anything.
Well, a lot of them are off this week, I thought.
Well, I was watching last week. I hadn't even watched this week.
Spring break.
Did you hear Tori Spelling was in court for $250,000 in debt? She's constantly getting nailed.
Isn't she on Cameo?
I don't know. That's a good question.
She should be on Cameo.
Well, you know, she's written like 5 books.
All bestsellers.
I'm sure they're really good books. But she was also in the news because Dean McDermott said she was mom-shamed.
Why?
On Instagram, she posted, and by the way, I started going through her Instagram. It's so stupid. She's talking about these muffins are so good. My kids love them, and you can take them on the go. And
it was a paid sponsorship.
Oh, it was.
It was a paid sponsorship for that muffin.
They didn't even mention that in the story I read.
Yeah.
But and so people went, that's fucking sugar, that's unhealthy, and you're a terrible mom, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And so Dean McDermott
comes mommy.
To make a big post.
Do you think Dean was like, Tori, I got this, and grabs his phone? Like he's the hero?
I know. Stop being a hero. You're a dick.
I don't know,
and
McDermott.
You're a ridiculous
couple. I guess mom do knows best.
Honestly, what have either one of them done other than suck money out of social media and reality TV and... But the fact is, they're constantly in debt. They always owe money. They don't pay their bills.
There's somebody else mom-shamed, another celebrity. And I can't remember who it was, but I think it's because their kid didn't have a diaper on. Let's see if I can find it. It was really, really stupid.
Was it Cardi B?
I don't think it was Cardi B because I thought the kid was older. Well, she was probably mom-shamed, too. Was she mom-shamed?
Oh, Chloe, here's one with Khloe Kardashian being mom-shamed.
What was she mom-shamed for? Which, I hate that phrase.
Oh, because her kid is surrounded by $160,000 worth of Birkin bags or something. I don't
know. What?
I don't
know. We still have the Kardashian ban, but since you just briefly broke
it, Brandon.
I will mention.
Oh, it was Pink. Pink was the one who was mom-shamed because her 2-year-old kid didn't have a diaper on. She put a photo of her kid without a diaper on, and people gave it shit.
I was just laughing my ass off. I mean, they're making the biggest to-do about the new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and Khloe going, "This isn't a TV show. This is my life." It's like, yes, it
no,
is.
It's a TV show.
It is a TV show. Why are you on TV if you can't handle the fact that? Your life is overwhelming. Why don't you get off TV?
Yeah.
And Chris is saying something about how we just can't catch a break.
Oh, please.
Your you can't catch a break. Really? Oh, my God.
How insulting to real people.
I thought the whole thing was insulting. And Kanye is in it too. Kanye apparently is busier on there than ever.
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised.
Here's the Pink put this. Here's the picture, by the way, which she blurted out, but I guess the original she did not blur out, and it's her kid who's two, and they're outside a pool, and I guess it's a pelican. I don't know what it is. They're nearby, and the kid has just no pants on, so his dick's hanging out.
Oh boy!
And so she reposted and blurred it, and then wrote, "There's something seriously wrong with a lot of you out there going off about my baby's penis, about circumcision. Are you for real?" So that must be what it was, is that...
Wait, who posted the picture?
Shut up, baby dick.
Pink did, but I imagine the original picture, he just got attacked for either... for probably being circed, I would imagine.
Well, why is she posting a picture of her kid?
Well, as...
I mean, is it really fair to post a picture that has millions of followers?
As any normal mother at the beach, I didn't even notice he took off his swim diaper. Fake! You would notice that.
I don't even know why. Why would she even post a picture of herself? At the beach.
Because she's with her kid. I don't know. True, I don't know.
I guess it's her. I guess it's her career.
Yeah. But she disabled comments on that one.
Paltrow's brat, who's 14, was
Moses
bitching.
Apple? Which one?
I think it's App. I don't know.
It's Moses or Apple?
I'm going to act like I know. I was the girl, was pissed because she said, "You posted a picture of me on your Instagram without asking me."
Ooh, she should sue her.
Yeah, why not? But honestly, yeah, I think a 14-year-old is old enough to say, "I don't want to be in your fucking Instagram." Yeah.
Oh, there's a
Of people.
There's a great article about that very fact where there's a mommy blogger who posted tons of pictures of her kids, and her kid finally got the first computer, and then went and found the blog and was like, "Mom, why are all these pictures of me on the internet?" Like, they had no idea, and the mom basically said, "Sorry, this is my thing. I'm going to keep doing it."
Fuck you.
Yeah, no, it's really atrocious. Let me see if I can find it.
Sue her! Sue the bitch!
Mommy blogs.
Oh, I know. Channel 4 had a story on mommy podcasts.
Oh, cute.
Whatever. Well, I'm so happy all these people are podcasting.
Yeah,
why not?
Hey, if it brings more people in. Man, now I want to find this story for you. Oh, here you go. Wow, that's quick. Here you go. There's the story. It's a little bit old, but germane to what we're talking about.
Christy Tate, writing online about her family for more than a decade. Taking a laptop for Christmas, her daughter Tate wrote in a widely shared essay in the Washington Post. Oh, so she doesn't mind her own media coverage.
No, not at all. I mean, this is her thing.
She marched up to her mom and her, "Well, these pictures of me on the internet." She asked if all the essay and photographs she had found by Googling could be taken down. I told her that was not possible, and furthermore, I'm not done exploring my motherhood in my writing.
Exploring my motherhood in my writing?
Shut up.
So you're just going to piss your kid off and bum him out?
By her own account, this is not the first time that people Tate knows in real life have begged her to be more empathetic in her online disclosure. On one of her several now-abandoned blogs, she told a remarkably similar story in 2016 about her therapy group. She needed
that
to tell
seems
their
like
stories.
A violation.
She explains, fuck yeah. So she wrote, using real name struggles and physical descriptions. "Right now, it's my story. I need to tell it unencumbered by pseudonyms and scrambled voices." She writes that her creative labor as a mother is culturally devalued. Argues that promising not to write about her anymore would mean shutting down a vital part of myself. Which wouldn't be good for her daughter. Perhaps her experience...
So everything that is good for her daughter flows through her? Is that...
I guess the daughter is part of her, but the daughter's ability to make any decisions about her don't exist. Perhaps her experience with therapy explains why Tate's self-justifications rely on quasi-therapeutic language. She yearns to find a way to respect her daughter's boundaries, she writes, to negotiate the boundaries through the hard work of charting the middle course.
What?
At her lowest, she compares not blogging to a form of abuse. Oh, a form
not
of abuse.
Not blogging,
really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
"Amputating parts of my experience feels as abusive to our relationship as writing about her without any consideration for her feelings and privacy." It seems worth noting Tate does not need to write to survive financially, and she not claim as much. She's a lawyer. It's clear Tate doesn't think she has much to apologize for. "I read through some of my old pieces, and none of them seemed embarrassing to me."
Yeah, to you.
"My daughter might not agree.
You, that's all you care about."
She goes on to mention another piece in the Washington Post about a time that her daughter's best friend ended their relationship with a note. In that piece, she defends her daughter's friend for ending things, needing space to explore their friendships, and write that his daughter's way of loving might be overwhelming.
Her own kid.
Fucking bitch. Fuck you, lady.
I didn't know about you, sweetheart.
I just can't believe a person would do that.
You know, I don't know. Everybody has to have a voice. Yeah. Everyone needs a voice.
It's your outlet.
I mean, that's so obvious. Sue her fucking ass.
That'd be great if the kid sued her.
Yeah, I want. I would love to represent her.
Although you're going up against a lawyer.
I don't care. I've got what's right on my side. Brandon, let's get out of here. I was going to mention the bummer, right? Brandon.
Nice timing it for the end of that sound.
Sorry, I didn't know the mics picked it up.
Where's the rap music?
I forgot because that fart. I'm sorry.
Priorities. Fantasy drafts, play dates, farts.
My bad.
Like us on Facebook. Check out Facebook Live. If you want to see a video of the show. I'd rather you didn't, personally, but if you must. And rate us on iTunes. And can you rate us on Podcast Attic and all these places?
Yeah.
Attic.
Yeah.
Wherever you listen.
Podcast
yeah.
Attic.
Any place you can rate us, rate
cocaine us. Cocaine Attic?
Yeah.
Larry. Google Play. Can you rate us on Google Play?
I don't think you can on Google Play.
Really?
I don't think
on
so.
On Google Podcasts.
Larry. Let me check right
okay.
now.
Okay. Hmm.
I've been using Google Podcasts a lot. I really like the format. Some people don't like it because it's,
ooh,
it doesn't
Zeus is going to fight you over that
automatically
comment.
Fire sometimes in your car, but let's see. You know, you can't, I don't see a rating system. I just see where you can subscribe.
Well, rate us where you can. And of course, we
spread
do,
the word.
We do have our donation bar. We have our Amazon portal if you want to help the podcast. We are growing a young, fledgling network with all kinds of needs, and we're getting by pretty well. We can always use your help. We do get help every month. Still a lot of people who donate to the podcast, and we do appreciate it.
It's huge.
Yep.
Quickly. Yeah.
And our fucking expenses. I can't believe what it costs to do this. I can't believe we're making money, frankly, but we are. We're doing okay. But your help is much appreciated. Mm-hmm. And Elric will be recording tomorrow night.
Man, I think the guest is coming, too.
Oh, big tease. Better tease tomorrow.